You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know that I've done this Hulu ad a bunch of times, but I really want you to check it out. I know you tried Hulu.com, but Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in your living room or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. I watch it all the time. I have it on my iPhone and my iPad. When I'm in a hotel room or I'm at the airport, I just throw it on. I watch my shows. And the best part, you can binge watch shows that you haven't seen and everybody's talking about. You can actually watch the whole season in a couple days right on your iPad. I can watch every episode of Lost, Law & Order, SUV, Doctor Who, and Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Man's and the Behind the Masks. Hulu's new docuseries takes you inside the world of sports mascots. How cool is that? You can also get access to the collection of ad-free movies, which is awesome. That means there's no ads. You just watch the movie like you did in the theater. And they have kids content, which is awesome for me since I had little Max. Now I just put a nice kid show on for him, and he sits in front of the iPad like a zombie for a half hour so I can, play with my balls. For only $7.99 a month, you can catch up on current shows. Like I say, you can binge on old favorites or catch up on great movies. Stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer for my listeners only. Make sure you use the HuluPlus.com/dude, all right? So they know they can extend you the free trial, and they know I sent you. So go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2-week free trial. Do it, dude.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hat. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on Riotcast.com.
Somewhat jam metal, 90, but not really.
98? Dude, it's like
you
the
were Queens of the Stone Age in 98?
Yeah.
They were you around then?
No. Yeah. They are. 98 was their first album.
I thought that Pink album was their first album.
No, self-titled. It's a Black Lady in Bikini.
Dude, the Butthole Surfers. They were kind of metal in their own way.
Butthole Surfers are not metal.
Back in the day, dude, the Melvins.
Back in the day.
Punk, if anything.
First of all, I saw all these people on Ozfest. Everyone that we're naming, including Queen of the Stone Age, on Ozfest.
So Butthole Surfers have been around since the early 90s.
The Melvins were around. They were
Melvins are punk.
Melvins are like 80s.
Yeah, Melvins, like Dead Kennedys, all those are like King punk. Buzzo.
But Queens of the Stone Age is not with those guys. Those guys 20 years earlier than Stone
Joe's
Age.
Joe's got so much juice on his mic.
Are they not?
Why is there much juice on everyone's mics but mine?
And mine.
Because you're loud.
I think we need more juice on our mics.
Why
more
is the curtain open?
More juice, more juice, more juice, more juice. Everything's different, and it's because Scobo's not as good as Kelly.
Scobo, the show should have already started. This is good talk.
We're live right now. Fucking talk.
Plenty of Jews.
Live.
Why is the curtain open? It's creepy.
Welcome to You Know What, Dude podcast with Bobby Kelly. I am a guest hosting Ari Shaffir. With me today is Louis J. Gomez.
Woo.
Joe List.
Hello.
Rebecca Cave.
Rebecca Cave. That's a great name.
Rebecca's so Cave. That's what I call her pussy.
Rebecca Cave.
Louis, it's a bit juvenile.
It sounds.
We were all easily went in our minds. We're like, this, that's a terrible joke. Rebecca, and then we kept moving.
But
except
Rebecca,
for you.
Rebecca Cave sounds like a co-star in a Shannon Tweed movie.
Yeah, it does. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like a lot of tit, no puss.
Okay, that's a better joke than Rebecca's
Cave.
Way
I did not
better.
Say that.
Fuck way better.
Here. I did step, not say that.
Step your here. Weak ass, go right to pussy
that
joke writing.
That joke was so bad, I didn't even know how to comment on it.
I am from the Big J School of Comedy. Dick hair, pussy, asshole meat.
Scopo,
that's how you rattle.
When are you going to close the curtain? It's very creepy. There's a weird light. I don't like
get,
it.
I'm trying to get this out to the people because someone
Thank
fucked
you.
Up the keyboard as
Dan,
well.
You should never be off mic. Keyboard? You are hilarious. Scopo should be off mic.
All I'm saying is if Kelly was here, this would be going a lot smoother.
Hilarious is dramatic. He's very funny.
Where is Kelly? Kelly's in Australia on another trip to Australia.
Yeah, right. She has to go back to check in. They're like, so still not going well. Go back out there.
Hey, come on. She's not even here to defend herself, that dumb twat.
Hold on, when she is here, she can't defend herself.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what? She would have had the show going about 15 minutes ago.
Oh. Hey.
I don't care how big your butt is. You suck, Scopo.
Oh, boy. This is the top 10 episode already.
Listen, fucking.
You guys, I know Bobby usually runs a show and he runs however he wants it, but I've decided to
Bobby run doesn't run.
A little differently. There's been some people that have been underappreciated here, Joe List in particular.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
And there's been some people who are not carrying their weight. Lewis, pay attention to me right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you stink.
I have a lot
I'm going to rule with an iron fist. First and foremost, I found a dollar here.
You found a dollar?
Yeah.
That's all of Ari's juice senses.
I'm going to give it out.
I sniffs out the money in the couch.
And whoever makes the first funny joke can grab it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Lewis just grabbed it.
Well, that was Lewis's funny joke.
Yeah. That's the joke. That's the joke. I just smashed it.
What's that dumb shirt you're wearing?
It says suffer.
Yeah.
Now, why?
Or if you look at it from certain angles, it says queer. Why? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
It does.
Take That's not why wig. You got it. That's not why you got
Take
it.
Take the wig.
Is it the bomb wig? Where's the bomb Dana?
Kelly took it.
Kelly took it. She's framing it and hanging it in her wall.
She's becoming one with it. It's like singularity.
It's like in her skin.
She's going to smother it.
I'm part bandana now. Look, Bobby. I got that a wig works for you. My forearm.
You look adorable.
You look
sweet.
Oh, retarded. My God. Dude. You really do. I'm not saying
you look like a pinup girl.
You look great.
Wait, are we on camera right now? Is this a Ustream?
Yeah, you look sick. Ustream right now.
Is Kay Fossey out there?
No, because no one can connect. Lewis no one knows sick. We're live because someone's fucked up with the button. So I can't type We Are Live right now, so I'm trying to get batteries in here.
What's the web address?
I like that you couldn't think of keyboards. You went with button. Oh, somebody fucked up
the button.
You know, button.
Hey, bro.
Jealous.
The one button.
The button pad.
Yo, bro, the button thing's broke.
If you were wearing black fishnets right now and heels, I would fuck you. I was hoping you'd take your pants off.
I want to know if Lewis wants some soup and some of his medication.
That is like a 50s pinup girl haircut. They did.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, I can find a girl like that.
It's like a used car salesman from the 50s.
That's like a throw-up girl.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find her.
I got to give you that dollar back now. Yeah. Actually, that's a good joke dollar. Whoever ends with the best joke gets a dollar at the end.
Oh, right? I love it. Yeah.
It's like the bomb Dana in reverse. It's the funny joke dollar.
By the way, is this already more than Bobby has ever paid you guys?
Yeah.
Hey!
We're not comfortable with money floating around the room.
It is infinitely.
He gave us gift cards.
For what?
Apple.
You know
he gave all of us those, right?
Yeah.
No, they were gift cards for apples.
He gave the funniest person a gift card.
You can't boo every attempt, Dan.
Boo.
Let them not laugh. You can't boo over their laughter.
Take your sick wig off. You're giving me Patch Adams like empathy for you. Trying to make you laugh because you look sick.
Nobody's listening to this anyways.
Yeah. Shit.
They got as far as, hi, I'm Ari, and then that was it.
They just tuned out.
Who's bringing in the fucking horse codeine?
That would be mine.
What is that?
Is there cough syrup on the table?
Really? Cough syrup
You just go
codeine.
To the Ustream from here, and then the connection
you don't know
to
what Ustream.
Ustream
is? Ustream slash what?
It's Riotcast.
Riotcast.
We should do horse tranquilizers.
Okay, we have a more problem.
I'm going to find a pinup girl who looks exactly like Lewis.
There's just no pinup girl.
The same haircut I'm saying. Haircut.
I feel bad for that woman.
Oh, come on, bro. Why are you attacking me today, Dan?
Because you have a wig on. And
you're my friend.
Yes, I am. Friend? Absolutely. You get Lewis to eat right out of my hand.
Lewis, you look weird with that wig on.
Look
First
at this.
First of all, I think you look
Boom.
Better hair. What is that?
That's pretty close.
You look like Lewis.
Lewis' hairdo.
Yeah, Betty Page. I look just like Betty Page.
It's not so. It's close-ish. You see what I'm going for. The black bangs. You get it.
Betty Page is the girl you order on the website, and Lewis is the one that comes to your door.
Dan, why are you standing?
He's trying to turn up his mic.
Trying to get more headphones.
Because he can't. He can't.
I just fucking dive over the board. I need more juice. Have you ever thought about wearing a wig?
Me? No, dude. I fucking.
Like a piece? Like a
He's a real ass dude.
I embraced my baldness when I was like 19. I started just shaving my head.
He's not going to wear a fake ass wig.
I feel like you're mocking me too, Joe. I don't know what happened to you. We're the
I
fucking.
I think you're a real ass
we're the,
dude.
We're the Bash Brothers, the three of us. We're
yeah,
like,
why are you breaking us up?
No, it's, I feel
yeah.
like.
You're
it's
Maguire, like, I'm Canseco, and you're Walt Weiss.
You're
that's
Larry
cool.
Moe and Curly.
Walt Weiss, by the way, great career.
So Walt Weiss was a good,
fucking
that is a solid career, Dan.
A fucking great joke.
Shitty joke.
Because there was two Bash Brothers, and Walt Weiss was the fucking shitty shortstop.
He fielded
it was a
well.
Good
I was talking about the Bash Brothers from Mighty Ducks, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
what?
You
that's
that?
Not a thing.
Yeah, it was. I swear to God.
I like that the Mighty Ducks, too, the entire Olympic team was just that Pee-wee hockey oh, yeah. team.
No, but three people in. You got the
way,
Spanish.
There was a cowboy.
Stop. How the fuck did the guy from Good Burger get on the Olympic ice hockey team?
That goalie from Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, Kat. Her name was Kat.
Huge coke addict now.
She is?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh,
boy.
You're talking about Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Goldberg. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Mighty Ducks,
no,
too.
No, yeah, they took her out of, they took Goldberg out of there for the girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's huge coke addict, all thin. And
that
like,
was in
you know when somebody does too much coke too fast?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he looks like now. And he comes by comedy clubs like, hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, wow. That's weird.
They had to replace him with a chick. They're like, we can make a third one, but the first two are a little too Jewy, so we're going to need a woman in there.
Was that three she was in?
You guys like, saw three Mighty Ducks movies?
Yeah,
yeah all she was good. And
do you remember when the one kid, the captain of the team, was fucking that dude in that Cruel Intentions movie? That was weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
he
happened.
Wanted a, Cruel Intentions was when they kissed and the spit came in between them?
Was I don't
that,
know, but it was gross.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that that one?
It was
yeah.
Gay
yeah.
sex yeah. is gross. That's the point of this show.
Day
Lewis.
Sex. Okay, sex.
I have to go buy batteries. So you can keep it rolling.
I gotta go. Yeah. I don't know what you guys want to do. You guys want to hang out here?
Well, now we're really gonna lose the audience if you leave.
Every time Scopo, I'm not gonna lie. Something that I've for some reason I because of Scopo, we always make Scopo's butt jokes. But I just imagined him reshooting the beginning of Rex and FX's music video where that chick's playing the saxophone in the ocean. No, no one
no,
remember
no.
that.
I do not.
Bomb wig.
Chris, there's a magic store. They sell joke books. If you want to pick one up,
give me the wig.
Something.
He's a comic, right?
He's getting there.
Okay. Did he just
no,
start?
He's a doing? Comic. No, he's good. He's a couple years in, and I don't know. Someone else talk about Scopo.
I don't really.
He's,
yeah.
Sweet guy.
He's
great butt.
Fine.
He's good.
Talk about the impunity now. He won't find out till like a week from now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, first that's podcast great. Of the new year, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, no.
That
no,
we
no,
recorded.
No. Yeah, that we're recording. Yeah.
So, what are you guys thinking for this year? Not resolutions, but like, what are you guys going to accomplish? Lewis, you're gonna accidentally knock up another baby and try to fucking stick to it for no reason?
Did
no,
you knock up a baby?
No.
Yeah, how are you? How are you 40?
She died. Third month of pregnancy. It's crazy. Really bad.
Babies can't have babies.
There's that whole thing where they say babies having babies. Turns out not true.
Lewis found out the very emotionally tough
will,
way.
You will kill that baby.
Yeah, if she tries to have a baby.
How are you not going to have another kid? What are you doing?
Not right now. Not,
no, how,
I'm
doing?
So exhausted just from having one baby that, yeah, I mean, I need a couple more years. We need to be
no,
able
no,
to
I mean,
hire
what are you doing to not have one?
What am I doing not to have one?
Yeah.
Not boning.
You're just not fucking?
Abstinence.
No, we have some sex, just not the same way it used to be.
Anal, you're saying. What do you mean it's not the same way it used to be?
Shoot the first one off inside of her, pull out, and say I pulled out. That way. We don't do that anymore.
Now I'm done.
Oh, that orgasm was really weak.
Oh, sorry. It's almost like it was an after orgasm.
List is going to beat off to that.
Yeah, he likes the thought of Lewis busting nuts.
Do you, Rebecca and Soder, do you guys... just go pull out? What do you guys do?
I go pull out.
You go pull out. Rebecca?
I use condoms.
What? Oh.
Yes.
Isn't it
oh
horrible,
my God.
Though?
I don't know how to break it to you, but
the condom?
95% of the comedians I know have STDs, so
oh, no.
I use condoms.
What?
Oh, no.
Statistically.
You mean Joe List
and
us.
And DeRosa. They,
we call them List-TDs.
That's good.
Give me the dollar back.
It's not 95%, but a lot of people do fuck in the community, so if one guy has it, everyone's going to have it
right.
soon.
It's mostly just HPV. I'm a 36-year-old who doesn't have it, and I want to keep it that
well,
way.
Well, oh, I don't yeah. even count that as a real disease.
Yeah. I mean, nobody does.
They say
does,
it goes away.
Still, it's
it goes away eventually.
I heard it goes away eventually.
You just need a laser beam and a knife.
Yeah. So you know, back when I was getting them frozen
it's
off.
The same way Joe fights aliens.
Yeah, I had them too. You had them frozen off.
Oh, man.
I got to go do that.
Oh, dude. The funniest part about getting.
You got them right now?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like Braille.
I call it the reset.
What's the big idea?
Hey.
What's going on in here?
Yeah, what?
The funniest thing about that is what?
You're wart-tarded. Is that a thing? All right, count it. I thought that was going to be bad.
You've had them? Have you had them?
That was going to be the worst.
What, warts? I've never had any warts on my dick.
Really?
What have you had on your ones.
Fingers?
My finger ones, yeah.
Well, imagine that, but it's your dick.
So somebody had a warty asshole.
Oh, yeah. I bet you have a warty asshole.
No, not at all. I've seen his asshole a bunch. Do
you remember
by we, I mean me, but whatever.
I remember when you put your butt out one time and I punched it. And my knuckle.
Oh, yeah, I was mad. It was at the end of the podcast and I get really hot in this studio.
My knuckle got moisture on it.
Yeah, my ass was very
sweaty.
Like
dew.
Yeah, butt dew. It was some straight Louis J.
Somebody Jango just is. Write down the word butt dew because that's the name of the podcast.
I thought condoms didn't even stop warts from coming.
They don't.
Yeah.
Condoms don't stop warts.
Yeah.
They don't stop HPV.
It's impossible to stop HPV.
That's a skin-on-skin.
So why do you use condoms?
I don't know.
She doesn't want to be pregnant?
I don't want to get pregnant. That's true.
I had an audience member.
I also don't. I'm not a worried.
Having
about
a baby will ruin your life and career.
You don't have to tell me.
Abortion's so easy. I had an audience member say this once for a girl. Sex with a condom on is like having a massage with a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's about right. Wow. And that's got to feel the same way for a guy, too.
It's nowhere near that good.
Tingling in like the very, very tip of your dick. You're like, oh, yeah, it registers.
I haven't had condomless sex in almost 3 years.
Why have you not had sex at all in 3 years?
Because I've been having sex with a condom all with my girlfriend. Because I got a bunch of STDs.
Oh, yeah.
I have one, two, one and a half.
What are the other ones?
1.5.
Have herpes.
You have herpes.
HIV.
HIV and
let me ask you a question about
cancer.
Herpes.
Yes.
Because I did it with a girl with herpes once a long time ago. I didn't get it. But she was like, she told me right before we started doing it, which was like,
it's so fucked
I'm
up.
I'm not going to stop now.
It's maybe like, it was the same girl.
Maybe.
Was it in LA?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was it Beatrice?
I had the same thing happen. We were both naked and I was about to enter. And she was like, she said, time out. And then she was like, I got to tell you this. But at that point, I was like,
Yeah.
Game on.
But I was like, I don't. At that point, I would have fucked my sister.
Time out. Did you use a condom that day?
No.
You didn't even use a condom?
No, I had no condom with me. We were already naked in there.
And that's how you got it?
I think so. I'm not sure, though, because I didn't have it. But I didn't get a breakout for 6 months, which is very rare. But then I did get a breakout 3 days after fucking a different girl.
But I don't think you can get a breakout days later.
Yeah, I think it takes a while, right?
No, it's like 2 to 17 business days.
No, really?
2 to 14 days.
It's
typically
platinum package.
But it can be, yeah. It can remain idle.
Now let me ask you a question. What's
I can
an
overnight you
like?
Those herpes.
Well, now I don't. Damn it, we missed comedy.
Sorry.
That was good.
Yeah. I know, I missed it.
I was like, do you want me to overnight these herpes?
It'll be an extra $32, but you can get them immediately just for your location.
Now I don't get outbreaks anymore because I quit drinking and I'm healthy-ish, so I haven't had an outbreak in a long time. I don't because I never could afford them.
Is that what it is, though, to keep them away?
If you take like Valtrex or whatever, I think that helps. The longer you have it, the more like immune system.
Herpes is the legitimate like golden arches of...
It's dodgeball. You got hit, you're out.
But
you know, it's like,
I remember one time there was a girl that I met at the Queen Center Mall when I was selling comedy club tickets like 7 years ago, and I brought her home with me. She was a real slut.
You picked up a girl selling tickets?
Oh yeah, dude, that was the best pickup line
Lewis
ever.
Used to get
a lot of puss.
Wow. A lot of pussy.
You used to smash.
I used to smash.
That's a term, right?
Yeah, crushing trim.
Crushing. Yeah, those are some urban sex terms.
You're really
terms.
Speaking the Scopo language now.
He's like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro, crushing tail.
Oh, is that more Italian? I thought smash was black.
Smash.
Or is it just cool?
No, that's smashing girls,
bro. Oh, Lewis, that is insensitive.
What?
No.
Blacks are thieves. I'm not going to ignore it.
Black to your Queen Story Mall.
So, dude, I brought this girl home.
Puerto Ricans never steal.
And she wouldn't fuck me. She was on her period.
Okay.
And then she was like, all right, I'll suck your dick. And then she went to go suck my dick. She was like, but my throat's been really acting up lately. I think I might have herpes in my throat. And before she got the word throat out, I pushed her head down.
Oh, boy.
She really didn't want to suck your dick.
You're a racist rapist in one sentence.
A racist.
I was like,
She made up a fake form of herpes to not suck your dick, and then you forced.
What'd you say? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's why you wear that suffer t-shirt.
I only make.
What is that brand?
I don't know. I just imagine someone watching his act going, I agree.
It says rogue status on the back.
Rogue status, nigga. What's up? All day.
No.
All day.
Hey, people listening at home, if you want a really easy way to make a lot of money, it's t-shirts. We definitely need more t-shirt makers.
Yeah.
I bought this t-shirt. I bought like 10 t-shirts at Yellow Red Bastard. $5. They have the downstairs, it's just full of graphic tees for $5.
Oh, that's great. I can get a suffer shirt.
An ugly suffer shirt? It's only like 50 cents a piece?
A shirt that looks like a failed band?
Wow.
Is that what that is?
And from the side,
it's
from 99, or a fucking new metal band.
It's like I throw it to you when you're sleeping on my couch. Like, that's my brother's old band. I don't know where that
wipe
shirt.
Your jizz off with this.
Yeah, it's a real jizz rag shirt.
One time, my mother bought me and my friend.
Speaking of jizz rags.
Hey, Lewis. That is really.
You know what, though? I know he's such an animal. I like that one.
Oh, boy. That one really, I hope your baby look. Gets sick.
I like that one even better.
And he will. One time my mother every year my mother buys those Old Navy like 4th of July shirts and like gives them to me as a gift. So I have like a 4th of July Old Navy shirt. I never wear them because I don't.
You've worn
like,
one or two of them before.
Yeah, I wear them if I'm working out or whatever.
I've seen you wear one. Just
I don't just wear them non-ironically.
Old Navy t-shirts?
It says like a big American flag on it and whatever. It says Old Navy 2008. Happy 4th of July or some shit.
Oh, right.
Anyway,
you wouldn't wear them on 4th of July, though? That's kind
of
fun.
4th of July, maybe. Yeah.
No, 4th of July, it's not ironic at all.
Yeah.
But 4th of July, it's like, you know, America. That's the one day I celebrate. Oh,
yeah. These colors don't run.
Joe List is a survivor.
No, they don't
run.
You're a survivor, Joe.
Yeah, I'm a marathon survivor.
He's
a lot of people don't
By
know
the way,
about
apparently
that.
It just didn't even happen, you fucking liar. That's what that internet thing said.
Yeah. What?
Someone online is saying that the Boston marathon bombing was
Boston
staged.
Massacre. Actors! Oh, yeah.
The Boston Massacre
actors.
Was staged.
Oh, no, yeah. The thing went off, but
they never shoot that
kid. All the other people were actors. They said the guy that was in, that was representing... That crazy redhead guy from Aurora, his lawyer, was also one of the school teachers in the other shooting.
Oh.
And they show pictures like, this girl looks exactly the same.
Why would they hire the same actors?
I know.
Don't you think that's a big omission?
I know. It's just a similar looking person.
That's like the George Bush 9/11 things where I'm like, well, if they were going to come up with this whole thing, why wouldn't they have Saddam Hussein? They're like, he did it so he could go to war. I'm like, well, why didn't they blame Saddam Hussein on 9/11 then?
He'd be like, guys, I want this.
Isn't that a big omission?
Because Saddam Hussein is not SAG.
Or why wouldn't they have them...
not pay my dues.
Why wouldn't they have them prevent the thing? Almost happens and then they prevent it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That would have been a much better conspiracy.
Yeah.
So those are my big holes.
They did with the shoe bomber.
Right.
I'm positive that guy was set up
or,
by the FBI. Positive.
Wow.
Like
the bomb just didn't quite go off because he accidentally stepped in a puddle.
That's what it was.
That's the story they sold us.
Now that sounds more made up.
But you're saying they should have prevented 9/11.
Like they have a plane coming in and then right before they shoot it out of the sky and they're like,
Smokey
look what we
the
did.
Bear comes out, just
and then people are like, George Bush is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie Executive Decision with Steven Seagal. It's great.
Yeah, I remember he died
Kurt
the
Russell.
First 10 minutes and
I was
like,
oh, furious. I rented
Steven
that
Seagal movie.
I rented
died.
That VHS and I was furious.
Yeah.
He gets caught in the thing between the two planes.
He flies out
they
of the
fucking take him out.
That's how I felt about Emilio Estevez in Mission Impossible. He died.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the whole reason I watched.
Oh yeah.
I thought they deserved more.
Estevez.
Emilio Estevez. Funny. Nothing. Jeez.
Where's that wig?
Hey guys, did you all feel a little bit after that Boston Strong started where you're like, relax, Boston, it wasn't that big a deal?
Well, he's from Boston.
Well, I was there.
To 9/11.
I was there, I had shrapnel on my neck for like 2 months after that.
Jason Cantor's alcoholism saved Joe List's life.
Really?
That's true. I was trying to get to the finish line, but Cantor was like, we gotta go to a bar. And I was like, come on, let's just go to the finish line. And then we stopped at a bar.
And
that's
really?
Where we were, what happened. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking Jason Cantor.
I might have lost
the only good thing he's ever done.
Wow.
Okay.
You just reflect on that. Right?
But yeah, it did seem kind of like a wussy attack compared to like.
Yeah.
You know.
And everyone's like speaking like, and everyone rushed to help. Not one person ran away. I was like, what videos were you looking at?
Yeah.
Right.
As soon as the first bomb went, people were scattering.
Yeah.
We'll just make up details of life and just say that's how it happened.
There was a lot of people that, you know, lives get changed and then each person affects. So it affected a lot of people.
Yeah, these people that are saying it's fake, why are they saying
they're just saying that it's like they show
using it to get us on board with terrorism.
I couldn't
terrorism.
Even fucking try. I couldn't even follow what they were doing, but they had a bunch of diagrams pointing to like people's ears showing that they're the same dude from like I don't know, dude. They're just saying, I guess it didn't happen. I don't actually believe that, by the way. I think it
happened. They did the same thing with the LA shooting when that guy shot up the TSA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, look, they're leading a dummy away. And people are like, that was a fucking drill a month ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, every single one of those things, the school shooting in Connecticut and Newtown, they did that. They were saying it never happened. There was no cops near the school. Every fucking idiot comes up with some sort of crazy conspiracy.
Yeah, those people are dumb.
Best one was Loose Change, where they were like, it's just
The guy's voiceover lost me in the first minute where he's like, this is the World Trade Center.
He sounds like an alt comic.
Yeah, you're like, you fucking 19-year-old doing your own reel.
Hire the black guy. People to listen. Hire the black guy.
If they would have had a black dude, I'd be like, dude, 9/11 was an inside job. And well, like,
the not a black dude, the one. What's his name?
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
They're the response.
I thought you meant the homeless guy from Cleveland.
I thought you meant the, well, no, he should have said freckled black man.
The conservatives came up with a response to Loose Change, and the whole thing with Loose Change, they were like, how could a Boeing 757 make a hole this size, and it's just a little shitty hole? But then they have the response, the video, they pan out, and there's a gigantic gaping hole right next to that hole. That's it's hilarious. The best.
Hilarious. I thought they were going to pan out and it was somebody's asshole. It was Rush Limbaugh's asshole.
Yeah, afterwards everyone's like, that's not how this aluminum burns or whatever the metal was. I'm like, how do you know? Yeah, I haven't even heard of that metal.
People know how metal burns.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that aluminum burns at 363 degrees Fahrenheit.
No one knows that. That's why I'm still watching this video, because I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Now I know.
No one knows what happened. No one's probably ever going to know. I'm just happy it was New Yorkers.
You were happy it was New Yorkers?
Yeah, as opposed to anyone else.
Why, you think everyone else would have just... Why, you like everyone else?
Is the city's predisposed to handle it better? Is that what you're saying?
No, you guys are just pushy.
So you think, space. We got to push.
Yeah, I guess
so. Pushy.
Yeah.
But where... like, let's say it happens in Los Angeles. What happens? 9/11 happens in L.A.
Make way more movies about it.
I mean, there's two movies a year on how it's affected. Yeah.
Oh, afterwards, all the studios were like, well, they're going to attack us next because of what we represent. Yeah. They started like taking people's IDs. And I'm like, nobody gives a shit about your fucking movie making. Yeah. There's 18 people here. Relax.
All right. That 9/11 happens in Chicago. What happens? They name a hot dog after it.
A lot of dish pizza.
They're like, dip dish.
Yeah, fuck that one up, Louis. All right.
I'm going to attack Chicago because of the deep dish and deep dish pizza.
Give up your dollar.
Death to the deeper dish, dish. If they want to attack Chicago, you gotta go through us first.
That Midwestern, we're gonna do something when they can't do anything.
You come to Chicago, you're gonna have yourself a problem. You attack North Chicago.
Has anybody ever been to Zany's?
No. Nobody. I did Up. Which
Up.
Was
oh, yeah. Up. Yeah. How was that?
It was good. It was all right.
I loved it. It was a sad ending, but as far as cartoon movies go, it was really great.
Hey, Joe List.
That was a Pixar film Up. Anyway, so if you ladies are at home, I don't really have herpes outbreaks anymore. So
you still have the girlfriend?
Joe, why wouldn't you just hide that, though?
That's no.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, don't hide who you are. That's an awful way to be.
No, say it was a joke.
Why would
I was
you?
Just joking, everybody.
It's the easiest way to get the word out.
All cleared up.
Herpes. It's kidding.
It's way more comfortable saying now than right when we were about to with somebody on a date.
Well, it's too far to renege now. It's been years.
Do you regret?
Joe, what are you going to do when you want to have kids?
What do you mean?
Like,
give them herpes?
You're gonna get, no, like your
well,
girlfriend.
You can have sex without having herpes.
Not like his
first of all, I don't want.
No. I didn't know if he had sex with his girlfriend, she's gonna just give her herpes.
I think if we got married, we would have sex without a condom on. I don't want to have kids anyways. And then you can have sex without giving somebody herpes also. Yeah. She probably wouldn't get herpes at this point.
I thought
it's
only
so
if you have
long.
An outbreak, right?
Right.
I think for the most part. I mean, there's a chance you can get it without an outbreak, I think. Small but the chance, more years right? you have it, the more your body, the less it is a thing.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean?
And plus, like, because your body just becomes more used to it, so there's less outbreaks.
So your immune system can fight it off, fight off the outbreaks.
But the first month, it was the worst thing ever. Herpes would be the worst STD if you only had one outbreak.
You ever had chlamydia?
No.
I've had that. That's the best one to get. It's just a warning sign. It's to let you off with a warning.
You mostly, don't do this anymore. Yeah,
it's 10 days of antibiotics, and then you're 100% cured.
Yeah, yeah.
But
pills
what
and
happens
shit.
In the 10 days? Like, what's...
First of all, you start peeing two directions.
Wow.
And
that's
then you're
fun.
Like, oh, maybe I just masturbated last night and dried. Yeah. You're like, but every day and also after lunch.
Your dick
lunch,
turns into a velociraptor. It's like,
that's not the proper dinosaur.
Yeah.
that you're quoting from Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. There weren't velociraptors. What were those?
Dinosaurs.
Those are the Newman. The Newman dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that big head thing that surrounded it.
Yeah.
That was a cool-ass movie when it came out.
Great movie.
That was on the other day.
Tremendous movie.
It holds up.
Watched it.
It holds
up.
The only
problem that's a great
holds
movie.
Up is on the small screen on TV, the special effects, those dinosaurs do not look there.
No. Yeah. 10th birthday
Oh,
party.
I watched it. The first scene with the big-ass dinosaurs, that's so fake.
The big-ass dinosaur? Yeah, that's Chris Scopo's dinosaur.
See the line.
No, that's how they teach. That's how they teach dinosaurs.
Scoposaurus.
Queens public schools, they're like, "That's the big ass one." This one right here is like the Puerto Rican of dinosaurs, known as a velociraptor.
It just attacks you for no reason.
Yeah,
that was racist too.
Yeah, this one I'm racist.
I'm disgusted with the Tuies.
Guys, let's do New Year's resolutions for Bobby Kelly this year. What would you have him do in his
Dude,
life?
Dude, I'm not eating grains.
Dude.
Dude, I'm gonna look at my kid a bunch.
Look at him.
His New Year's resolution should be to move back to New York City.
Yeah, what's he doing? There goes Bobby for
no,
stand-up.
No, I get it. Are you
he's
crazy,
barely
going to
be here.
First of all, he's on the road.
What about you? When are you
going to
move
upstate? 3 weekends
a month.
As soon as this lease is up, I'm fucking out.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go somewhere.
Oh, you're so dumb with stand-up. You're going to
dumb
with stand-up for that kid's second birthday.
Oh, you said that after I had a kid.
Yeah, how long has it been?
It's been over a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's been barely a year.
I'm too far in. I'm not quitting stand-up anytime soon.
We'll see.
But Bobby does a road.
Do you have any other marketable skills?
You can lift weight.
He can lift weight.
You can move people's stuff.
He can wrestle Chris.
No, I don't have anything else I could do, really.
You could fight?
I could do sales.
Menial labor.
Yeah, you could, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I could sell.
Yeah.
Really? Are you good at that?
Yeah, I was in sales for a long time. I made a lot of money.
What did you sell?
I was at Equinox for a couple years.
You know how pushy? Wow. You know how pushy he is?
Buy this now!
God, one of the greatest things in the world is Nate and I had lunch with Lewis one time while he was working at Equinox, and he was sweating through his shirt. He had this dress shirt.
Oh, because I just worked out.
But you worked out and put on a dress shirt, and you came and see Nate and I, and then like you were talking to Lewis, and as we're talking to him, it's like sweat's filling out this nice dress shirt. He's like,
here's what happens.
I gotta go back.
You start to sweat, and then you start getting nervous that you're sweating. So I started to sweat more, dude. I'm like rubbing my eyes. I'm like, so guys, what do you want to get for lunch?
Oh, dude, that was so funny. You kept just moving your shirt, and you're like, all right, yeah, I'll meet you over there. And there's the momentum.
Yeah. Is that California on the Queens of the Stone Age shirt?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got it at the last concert I went to at the Barclays Center.
Boom. First concert. Go. That's a good question
the
for a podcast.
The Turtles.
No way.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's what I thought. That's not what it was. Until my aunt got me to go.
Are you serious?
Fucking lies. Yeah.
For every season? Is that them?
Yeah.
Turn.
No, that's the birds.
Yeah, it's the birds.
The Turtles is... what's the one they had?
In the jungle, the mighty...
No,
who's that?
Someone else.
At the Lion King?
I don't know. I don't remember the concert because I was in a bubble of anger.
Who's the Turtles?
The Turtles had the one, something magic.
Yeah, Splinter plays the keytar.
I swear magic to God, the whole drive there. I'm just imagining.
I had no idea Splinter was James Avery, the guy who just passed away from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, really? It's not Splinter. It's Shredder.
Shredder. Oh, Shredder.
Badass
but
fucking
idiot,
Guido.
Stupid fucking idiot.
Jerk.
Dumb.
But still,
fucking jerk. I didn't know.
Suffer.
Suffer.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're Suffer. We're Suffer from Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm Ron D. Gomez.
We're all about doing your own thing, but not with alcohol.
Yeah. Welcome to Straight Edge Metal.
DJ, quit it. Hit that beat. It's metal with a D.
New metal? N-U metal?
One time we went to this kid in my high school had a band. I forget his name. I don't, but I don't want to say it on things. But his band was playing, and the show was like all of our high school was there, and he was like, who goes to Whitman Hansen? And we were all like, yeah! And he's like, who thinks it fucking sucks? And then we were all like, I don't know, it's pretty good. Like there was no reaction, but like there's a courtyard.
The sports program's pretty
fucking
sweet.
We have a great football team. It's very white. It's
we have
delightful.
International baccalaureate. We're pretty good.
We're just like it's just like a regular high school. We're like, I don't know. It's just a school.
Who hates Whitman Hansen?
None of us. First concert, Joe.
I saw the Smashing Pumpkins in 1996. Well, wow. I've seen Pearl Jam before.
Good
it was
concert.
Either Pearl Jam or 96. They were a few weeks apart.
That's
96.
Mm-hmm. Smashing Pumpkins, Pumpkins 96.
Happy
awesome,
Together
man.
Was the Turtles.
That's the
so
one.
Happy Together.
So happy together.
You and me and me. That happened to me one time. I went to see, my buddy was like, I got free tickets to see the Guess Who. And for some reason, I thought it was the Who.
Yeah.
And I was like, guess who is losing? This guy. That's a joke from my first year of comedy.
Oh boy!
Oh wow!
True story.
Wow. Still doesn't work.
I went and saw.
Maybe you have a better like. I get
why you're at where in your career because you had to dig yourself out of that hole. Ooh, give me the bomb right now.
I saw.
No, I keep the dollar.
We just traded shit, Joe.
Right, right. I saw John Mellencamp on September 13th, 2001, a couple days after 9/11. It was amazing.
Where was it?
It was at the Tweeter Center, or that time Great Woods in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And they gave away, you could bring your John Mellencamp ticket to see the Guess Who and Joe Cocker because their sales were so bad.
Jesus.
Wow. So you could show up with your...
They just want the merch. They just want the merch sales.
Yeah, they just needed people in there.
You've had a lot of experience with the Guess Who.
Yeah.
I always thought that was the Who, too. And I thought it was a rip-off name, but they were trying to just bank off the Who's name.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was it a similar time period?
Yeah, they were, 70s.
First concert, Ari.
Eurythmics with my older sister.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, except I got told to sit down during a slow song.
Well, you are very tall.
Yeah, I guess so. I was fully grown.
Rebecca, first concert.
2005, Depeche Mode, Madison Square Garden.
2005 was your first concert?
2005?
I did 06 what? And 08 Bonnaroo you on, after that. But
were you, Rebecca, you were already 2005. Leading the alt comedy scene when you saw your first concert.
What
how
were
was
you
possible?
Rumspring? Yeah. Are you a fucking Amish? Why would you? How? 05?
My parents were never into music. I was not allowed to watch MTV. I was allowed to watch stand-up.
Really?
That's how I grew up, so I never...
I wasn't allowed to watch MTV either.
Yeah,
my mom was like, it sucks.
Right. Spring yeah. for it.
She was right.
And your dad was dead.
Yeah. My dad was boozing it up listening to Jimmy Buffett.
Did Scopo get to play?
No.
No.
What was your first concert? He had to buy two seats.
Boy Cement, son.
Did you go see Moesha?
No.
On the Boy Is Mine tour?
My first concert.
My gate's in the bathroom, you guys.
What was your first concert?
You too.
Oh,
wow. Wins. You got Stuck served, Soto. You got served.
What year?
I was like 15. I went with my dad and my brother. It was fucking dope, though.
Yeah. You should have said it like
the
this.
The light show was sick.
You too. Ever heard of them? That's how I would have said it.
I don't know. A little band called U2. Right.
Jay and I saw Smashing Pumpkins, Big Jay and I, this last summer.
That sucks, too.
At Rock in the Range. How bad are they now?
I saw them. I was just going Halloween with the hurricane destroyed. We were like, we'll go see Smashing Pumpkins on Halloween. It'll be funny. And then it got delayed because of the hurricane. And it was at Barclays. They had to shut down all the upper sections because they didn't sell.
No, and he and sucks then, now.
Yeah.
He sucks. It's
just him and a band. And they played the whole new album front to back.
He plays all the new stuff and nobody wants to hear. He plays the old stuff on like double time just to get through it.
It was really
not
good.
He's all Jesused out now.
I don't. They became all like, they got like synths.
Not that, it's just him.
It's weird, dude. Billy Corgan sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a real cunt.
He's all Jesus. He changed the word to like, God is empty just like me. He goes, God is empty just like you.
I mean,
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. He is my cousin, and I kind of have to defend him.
He's very-
and the Lord has done amazing things for him since he...
I will say this. He has the same body as Luis J. Gomez, so that's kind of neat.
He's really good looking and in shape.
Barf-worthy.
I didn't say... Well, yeah, I guess the same haircut and everything.
Luis, you don't have a bad body.
I'm getting back.
Yeah, he does.
If you'd
it's
seen
a little
him,
mushier than pregnancy it used to
weight. Be. He's got like.
I'm day six, no carbs, no beer, no sugar.
You're like a worker.
Day six.
You're
How
like
you
the Brooklyn Brawler.
The
you're like one of those wrestlers that the new guys beat the shit out of.
Barry Horowitz.
Yeah, you're a worker body.
You're like a guy who says the same joke every podcast.
What, a wrestling reference?
Oh, Lewis, that is insensitive.
I didn't say that. I've never said that joke
Lewis.
About you.
You said Brooklyn Brawler. Yeah.
I have said Brooklyn Brawler?
Oh, yeah.
Then let me rephrase that. You have a sloppy body, you fat cunt. Yeah.
You look like a frat guy center.
Yeah.
Like someone who posts up. Hey, when you've done this twice now. You say no carbs and you name two other carbs.
Well,
so you're also going.
No. All right. No complex carbs like pasta, potatoes, fucking rice, nothing like that. And then I'm doing like vegetables and fruit as my carbs.
Vegetables are not carbs.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, here we go. You guys
broccoli?
Got a kiss.
Broccoli
is a carb.
Loser has to suck the other one's dick.
It's a simple carb. Yeah, it is.
Look. What are you talking about?
How much you want to bet?
I like this.
$10.
Science off. It's a science off.
We have two bets
find
in the group
what,
right now.
Find out what vegetables are categorized as.
I think I lost one.
Fats, carbs, or fucking protein. This can only be one of the three.
Is broccoli a carb?
Is any vegetable a carb?
Is broccoli... Yes.
No, it's not a complex carb.
It's a simple carb.
Carb.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's a simple
about?
Carbohydrate.
Complex carbohydrates are bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And regular carbs are okay.
I think you're all crazy.
Well, that's probably true.
Broccoli.
Broccoli's not a carb.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
You're the Brooklyn brawler.
You're an idiot. Sorry, I miscounted everybody in the room.
I think you're an idiot.
How weird that the WWF or whatever was too, didn't come up with the idea that everyone is a superstar. It took them 20 years to do that.
Yeah.
Like they would be like Hulk Hogan versus Dale Murphy. And you're like, why would it take them so long to just make that guy a guy?
Well, it contains carbohydrates. I'll give it to you.
It is a carbohydrate. And give me my $10.
No, it says it contains carbohydrates.
So there you go. Broccoli, it is man-made vegetable.
I mean, yeah, there's like iron and there's other shit in it.
That's
as
an
well.
Old
yeah.
fact.
Do you have 10 bucks for change?
It's a new fact to me, though.
You don't
have
to pay
me.
Do
you have 40 bucks for change?
Or you don't have to pay me.
That kiss my
Why?
Mouth.
It's a gift.
For what?
I'm going to use that. I'm going to parlay that into more money later on. When
you know what?
Something else.
Ari, I'm glad he's doing this right now. What? We had a little thing called a Yankee exchange back at Christmas.
Yankee swap.
Oh, no.
Swap.
Oh, no. You can't do that right now.
Yeah.
You can't just pull the belt.
Oh, all
know.
Right. Get the foot rub. Get the foot rub. I want a foot rub. Put your foot on Rebecca's knee and you fucking rub his ass foot.
Real ass coupon.
Yeah. Dude, you got to get the foot rub.
Now, let's make a decision.
What's it
going to
be? I vote foot rub. I vote foot rub.
Let me give Ari the options.
This is my gift for Christmas.
Here we go. We have 5 minutes of silence on the podcast.
No, he's being good today.
I know. He's not going to get silenced. 10 minutes.
Wait, hold on. When does he get silenced?
We need him today.
Yeah. You can apologize to whoever he's offended, which is
whomever.
I might use that actually. That mother thing was pretty brutal.
We can do 30 seconds of simulated BJ on a dildo, but we'll save that.
That's fun.
Yeah, you got it.
Must complete 3 acts of kindness by the end of the day.
Who gives a shit about that?
Yeah,
I want that foot rub.
Get coffee
for everyone.
10 minute foot or back rub.
Oh. Of course it's going to be foot rub.
Compliment Kelly, which I'm going to make this when it hurts the most.
Yeah. Right after he gets really mad at her or something.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to taste it like a sauce.
I want Lewis to rub your fucking dumb Colorado hoofs.
You know what?
How's your athlete's foot right now? Is it going to be hard to
I picture
thug?
Your toes going in different directions.
My toes are gross.
Oh, they have to be. All men's toes are gross.
I have hobbit feet.
They're all gross.
Which one are you doing?
I don't know yet.
You could just tease him. Just tease him and just, which one are you going to do?
It's a good gift. It's a good one.
I'd say foot roll. Let's get some sexual tension in here. We got a nice, sexy lady in here.
If you want to do... That's 30 seconds simulated. No, I'll wait for 30 seconds.
You gotta have Bobby for that.
Bobby's gotta be here for the blowjob.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. Whoa. Last time I checked, these coupons.
I want to suck his dick.
I'll do both of you. Let me just think about this. I'll think about the 10 minutes.
All right.
That's a good one. I might want the foot rub on a day when I'm.
You know, I don't like how you can just pull it out at any time and fucking torture me with it.
I think Soder is gonna go get a pedicure. That's what I think he's gonna do, and
no
then bust
way.
Out the
Why
foot,
would I do
foot rub.
There's no joke in that.
Oh, you're gonna have nice little soft feet.
No.
I think you're self-conscious about your feet right now. That's the only reason you're
Dude,
not getting a foot rub right now.
Some girl gave me a foot rub in San Francisco. My athlete's foot was so fucking bad that I was like, do this foot. And she's like, why?
Do you pee on your feet?
I did, and here's what happened.
That doesn't help.
It got far worse and became infected.
It doesn't help. That's a fucking myth.
I peed every day for like 3 weeks.
So that's a myth, like broccoli's not carbs.
So the last 14 years, it hasn't been working for me. Cause it
I soaked my foot in my own piss one time in my buddy's pot because I stepped on like a sharp shell or something and cut my foot. That's how I got stung.
And you soaked it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah. And it was like his pots and pans.
What, dude, what is this piss helps your foot thing? It's just a myth. It doesn't do anything
for
your foot.
No, piss makes your hands stronger too.
Yeah, that's what
hands
baseball players.
Stronger?
Yeah.
I piss on my hands. I piss on my hands.
Whoa,
double or nothing? Double or nothing?
For why do you need strong hands?
Double or nothing?
Yeah!
Why do you need such strong hands?
Well, I have my this hand is really weak because of fucking 15 years. Well, my left
he
hand.
Sat on it once.
15 years. Oh, that was a good one.
He crushed all the tendons in his arm.
Mr. Scopo, your hand will never be the same. We can give you a Luke Skywalker-like hand.
Oh, that was a good one.
Your big butt crushed your hand.
So what happened? Why
no,
is it
it's
bad?
Of give up taking like a catching the whole time.
Oh.
Of like just constantly catching fastballs and it hurt after a long time.
You're supposed to catch it in the web, you dum-dum.
No, you catch it in the center.
What?
You're supposed to catch it in the center. It's easy for the exchange.
The web?
So you piss on your hands.
Not all the time, but sometimes if your hands are weak, you piss
that
on
doesn't
them.
Help.
Yes, it does.
Do you dip them in, or do you like just?
No, I don't fucking piss on them and get out of the shower. I kind of wash them off.
That's what I do. How does that work?
What would be the reasoning?
It's just it's the chemicals in your piss or whatever.
It does. I'm telling you, that's a fucking. Your coach was fucking with you. He's like, hey, Scopo, go piss on your hands. It'll help.
A lot of guys have done that. A lot of old ball players have done that.
Yeah, no, it is true though. But I just like this.
But how is it true? You guys are just saying it's true.
Exactly.
Hey, Scopo, if you eat a piece of shit, you'll become a better catcher.
Are there pores in your hand? It seeps through. It can't just be the skin.
There are pores on your hand.
So it seeps through and
no.
Into the muscle?
It doesn't help.
Hey, guys, watch this. Hey, Scopo, why don't you, why don't you go piss on you? Why don't you go piss on your hands?
Iron works real great. You're going to be hitting better.
And then he's going to get, they're going to, like, call him now and be like, did you know that Scopo's still pissing on his hands? And the guy's like in an old folks home. He's like, what? Are you shitting me? like no.
Like, Scopo, you idiot.
I'm telling you, I heard him on a podcast.
Why don't you go, me and
80 other people were listening to this podcast, and it turns out he still pisses on his hands.
I'm a big Bobby Kelly guy. He's like Bobby Kelly's guy.
I was going to turn it off when I found out Bobby wasn't there. I'm glad I didn't. This kid pisses on his hands.
What's
the science, though?
Chris, what if we pissed on your hands?
Yes. Ooh. You might be like super strength.
Does it make it
your
super
hands
stronger?
Would be so
does it have
mighty.
To be yours, piss? Does it have to be your brand?
Scopo, think about how strong your hands will get. Let everyone pee in your hands.
Bowl of piss. Yeah. Bowl of piss. Bowl of piss. Bowl of piss.
Is there a real-ass coupon for dumping piss on somebody? We should give you like a Gatorade bath, but with piss.
This is why you need ball players in here, honestly.
But what's the science, though? Give me a reason.
It makes your hands stronger.
I know what it is.
You just keep saying the same thing over.
It makes your hands stronger.
Pissing?
Hey, butt Durham.
I'm looking it up right now.
I've looked it up.
The pissing on the hands?
So what you got?
It contains urea, which is actually an active ingredient in fighting fungus. But according to Wiki Answers, no, it's not concentrated enough to have any effect.
Physical strength? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Physical strength, I don't
know. Could you piss on any body part?
Well,
can I piss
hands,
on my calf?
Makes your
my
hands
calf
harder. Like harder.
Yeah, you get calloused.
Harder.
That's what it is.
Harder. Well, that makes a little more sense than stronger.
That's why old ball players
not.
Used to do it, so they didn't have to fucking, like, for the gripping the bat.
Yeah.
They made it calloused.
Well, stronger and harder are different words.
Yeah. Well, explain that to
Scopo.
Well,
I don't piss on my hands regularly.
I think you
Why
do.
Not, we
man.
Believe that
I just
you
picture
do.
You pissing and then just crushing cans.
I'm pee strong.
You piss and then go to wash your hands and just crush the soap.
Just go oozes through his fingers.
Lewis, we can't have you on your. We can't have two people on their phone.
Sorry.
Then we
I'm
lose
sorry,
momentum.
Bobby would be losing.
Where's phone jail? Where's phone jail?
I don't know, but you're in it.
It's my asshole.
Here, $20. I've lost two now.
Oh, you lost two? All
right, now I'm taking it. I got to take it. This is crazy, dude.
Oh, we should break out some left, right, center. Where's the game?
Wow.
What's left,
you
right,
don't think it'll work on a podcast,
I don't
though?
Think so. No, that's ridiculous. They wouldn't be able to see.
You guys are stupid.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's piss on each other's hands.
Let's pee in a bowl and have Scopo dip his hands in it.
Scopo, you still are doing that, and it's just not even true.
I was with Metzger on New Year's in Toronto, and we were going back. Did you hear about this at all?
I think I did.
We were going back to the hotel, and some guy recognized me. So I was like, oh, cool, Ari. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then it was like, he was just a fan. But then he goes, oh, to Kurt. He goes, I know you too. You're Joe DeRosa's friend.
Oh.
That is brutal.
Man. I bet DeRosa liked hearing about that one.
Metzger's that we're cutting himself right now.
He just, his shoulders Jesus slumped Christ. And he just went in the
He started
elevator.
Looking more like Joe DeRosa.
DeRosa probably went home, pissed in his hands, and jerked off.
Strong. That's got to be... What? Because that first feeling where he's like, oh, I know you. And Metzger's like, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You might have seen my half hour.
Thank you. Joe DeRosa's. That'd be like if someone came up to me like, you're friends with Kelly Festuca. I'd be like, oh. I'd be breathing like I just got the wind knocked out of me. I'd be like,
if they said you're friends with Kelly Festuca, that means they just know you because they met her with you or something.
Yeah, right.
It's just like a regular, you're friends with my friend Bob.
I'm trying to think which one would hurt the most.
Who would hurt the most?
If somebody said they know you as being their friend?
Yeah. Which one of my friends would it hurt to be like, oh, you're friends with?
Jason Cantor.
Who's your crew?
Do I remember one time I
DeRosa,
fucking...
My crew is, I don't know, Soder? My crew, oh boy.
Norman?
Here?
Norman.
They're all here right now?
Murillo? Normand, Phil Hanley, Sam Morril, okay. Gary Veeder. That's Mackie. Our sort of crew.
Gary Mackie. Veeder.
I'm not as close with Mackie as those guys, though.
Yeah. Mackie, I like Mackie, but I don't really see him enough.
Yeah.
He's
he hates me.
He's like an office friend.
He's
fucking
he's very religious. I think, I think he's got things that he doesn't care about.
Is he really?
He goes to church every
Sunday. Super religious.
For sure.
Yeah.
What? He goes home to see his parents like twice a month. In Pennsylvania.
I mean, I do that too.
He goes to church every Sunday?
He's a God-fearing man.
But why? Why would he fear that?
I don't know. Maybe because he's got some stuff.
I don't know.
Soder and I used to be tight, but he changed a lot. And he got on MTV and doesn't really call him.
I mean, he breaks guy code constantly.
Who's on guy code?
Bring him to guy court.
I mean, like, Lewis, I think we're pretty tight now. You and me and Dave, we hang out every day. We touch dicks.
Aww.
That's the way you make a friend.
That's how you give people herpes.
Think we got a little crew?
Touch dicks.
Damn, it's our fucking...
It was a Nate Bargatze guy who moved away.
Yeah, Nate moved to L.A., He was.
Oh,
the,
yeah, but now he's moving back, right? Or is he going to wait? He's going to wait.
Listen,
see what
if Nate's TV show gets picked up, he's going to move to Old Hickory, Tennessee with his family and be a road guy. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, absolutely.
That's Nate's fantasy.
Really? Yeah,
Nate's not trying to. Nate hates New York City. There's
really?
A reason. Were you the one who brought this up to me? Like, when Nate moves to, like, a cool city, like, he moved, like, an hour out in Queens to where it's not the city anymore because he wants to, like, pretend that the city isn't cool. Or he's in L.A. and he's an hour out in fucking some shitty place near an airport.
He lives there.
Because he doesn't want to admit that it's cool to live in a city. He wants to think it's cool to live in the fucking sticks.
In the country?
It sucks, Nate. You suck.
Nate is in cities out of necessity.
Nate is
for sure.
He just lives far away because he hates black people.
Well, he lives way closer to black people now than if he lived in, like...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Does he live in Inglewood?
He lives in Torrance.
Torrance is
gross. Like, down by Torrance.
Torrance is gross.
It's like 45 minutes.
There's, like, casinos there. That's all that's there.
Yeah, Jack Torrance?
He can play poker.
He lives by the IKEA. That's where he lives in L.A.
Yeah,
that's
if you're
where,
by any IKEA, you're not, that's you're
what
not
I
by places.
That's what I had to tell people where I'm like, I'm staying with Nate. Like, where does he live? I'm like, the IKEA. He lives at the IKEA. Nate doesn't like cities. He will. He'll be in Tennessee.
100%.
Doing theaters.
And I will be living in his guest house.
Yeah.
With my family.
Your Uncle Jesse.
Are you guys going to get married or anything or no?
Me and Nate, I am legal in New York, is it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Definitely not in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah,
it is. Yeah, I mean, as soon as she stops hating me for more than a week.
Does she hate you?
Dude, the motherhood is not
kind
beautiful.
To anyone.
It's not like you
Why
think
is she mad at you?
Her whole life is being a mom now.
Yeah.
And my life is being a comic and having a kid at home.
I'd
and
be mad at him, too.
She resents that. She definitely... So it's kind of trying to find a balance now.
And so before that, what was her life?
Well, she had a job, and she fucking had friends.
No more job?
No, she's doing photography a few days a week.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, I mean, look, it's just right now it's hard. He's also not sleeping very much. It just creates a lot of, like, volatility in the house.
Yeah.
Who wakes him? Who wakes up to go feed him?
For the most part, she'll wake up during the nighttime. A couple days a week, I wake up. I get up with him at, like, 6, 6:30. But... It's just no.
Lewis has a word a day calendar, and he just used volatility, which he's pretty proud of.
It's very volatility.
And he
it's very
really managed to keep a straight face when he did it.
You guys, our relationship's very volatile.
He's like, there's a lot of volatility.
It's. Lou Dog for the score.
Lewis J. Gomez 1, English language 0.
Hey, here's a neat story about a page a day calendar. Yep. If we can make it serious and go back to 9/11, I'm going to bring it all together. I had one of those page a day calendars back in 2001, and I like noticed the new year. I got a new one for Christmas, and I went to change it, and I hadn't changed mine since 9/11. Oh. Not consciously. Literally, because I was just watching the news, whatever, all the rest of that week, and I just forgot. And I left it on 9/11. So the world changes like a little thing.
What was the word?
What was the happy message?
It wasn't like a word a day. It was a baseball trivia, and I don't remember the trivia.
What if the word was jihad? Yeah.
In order to become a better baseball player, what should you do to your hands? A, pee on them. B, take a dump in them.
Yeah.
I think someone just lied to you about that.
No, I've heard.
A lot of older catchers used to do it. Yeah.
I've heard about it before in baseball, wow. Specifically.
Yeah,
baseball
a lot
players.
Of older catchers used to fucking put leeches on their body to get rid of disease too. Scopo.
You know what? If that happens, I would have did it too.
I know,
but it could Done be it. Like baseball players from the Dominican Republic where they're just like, "I'll be on my hand, make stronger."
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
Scopo's like fucking at a dance club shaking his butt.
Or from Puerto Rico, those guys.
No,
are
I know what I heard
idiots.
From Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench said it. I would have to do it if he told me that.
Bench is in his name. He can't be good.
I saw Ken Griffey Jr. the other day.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah, it was the first time I got starstruck in a long time.
Oh, his kid just played it at
He plays at U of A. He's a wide receiver at the University
of Arizona. I heard a crazy story. Tommy Jonigan saw Ken Griffey Jr. in L.A. having lunch, and Tommy and his buddy were like, let's buy Ken Griffey Jr.'s lunch.
Oh, wow.
And they sent the waiter over and paid for his lunch, and Griffey invited them over, and he was like, hey, thanks for doing that. And they're like, oh, thank you. And Griffey was like, sit down, let's hang out. And they're like, well, we didn't want to bother you. And he's like, I ain't got shit to do. And they hung out with Ken Griffey Jr. for like 2 hours.
Wow. That's crazy. Great story.
That's yeah. Awesome.
That's a straight legend, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Greatest sneakers in the
really
game.
Something.
I heard a story about Shaq. My friend told me he was a waiter. Could be a lie, but I don't know. But somebody asked him, like, hey, my kids are in the other side room. They're having a birthday party. If you could just come say hi, it would really make their day. And he goes, well, let me finish my burger, then I'll go in there. And then he finished up, and like, you know, 30 minutes later went in there and then hung out with him for like hours and let him all play on his arms.
That's
and like
crazy.
Pick him all up. Yeah, and then paid for the entire meal.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
One time Armand Desante's daughter swallowed my cum and then ditched the Bill at Eastville Comedy Club.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Armand Desante's daughter.
Armand Desante, the bad guy from fucking Judge Dredd.
He played Gotti in the Gotti movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, his daughter's a fucking cunt.
Is that the one you went downstairs with?
Jesus. A lot of people listen to this show, you know.
I don't care. Fuck her. She ditched the bill at Eastville, and I had to fucking pay it.
Oh, yeah. Ditched the bill. You talk weird. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Why'd you pay it?
Why'd you have to pay it?
Because I invited her. I got her, and it was like sold out. I got her like seats with her and her friend. And
she was a mess, too.
She's a fucking pig.
But she was like yelling shit out. I was on that
show. Oh, yeah, she was a mess. Yeah, she sucks, dude. Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
That guy in Eastville, Jay.
Marco?
Me and Jay and Christine were all walking towards the place, and I was like, hey, let me stop in here for candy. So he walked in there like 5 minutes before us. And so he's like, hey, my friend is here. He just moved into town. He's funny. Like, you should have him. And his response was, does he think he's better than me?
What?
Yeah, that was Marco's response. Wow. Does he think he's better than me?
Wow, that is some insecurity.
I think I'm better than anyone that says, do you think you're better than me without irony?
Yeah. Jay was like, it's not even the point. I mean, yes, but what are you talking about?
You own a comedy club and you're wearing a wife beater and shorts on a Friday night. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I'm better than you.
What kind of rabid insecurity bubbles up? We're like, is he better than me? Where is he? He's getting candy. I want to know him. Show me his face. What a fucking loser.
Yeah. The YKWD family is not a fan of Eastville or Marco.
There's no one on the YKWD family that works.
I heard a tell one in there, and he goes, I just don't get it.
No. To me, that's a true story. It tells on stage. I'm watching him in like awe, and it tells you in all like new shit.
Yeah, of course, because he's a genius.
Stopping by for 8 minutes at Eastville.
David Telly, you know the fuck he
so
wants.
Marco leans into me. He goes, yeah, dude, I just don't get it. And I look at him like, yeah, dude, you don't.
Yeah,
you really don't.
Yeah.
How about this? David Tell came up to me last night and said, I bought and listened to your album.
Wow.
David Tell listened to my album.
Oh, wow.
That's
insane.
Wow. That's awesome.
And I was embarrassed. Like, that's the worst album ever. He was like this. Yeah, there's some pearls on there.
Really?
Yeah. Then he named a couple.
Really?
It was the biggest thrill of my career.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What does he do all night?
He just listens to comedy.
And he looks up references, too.
So he's really paranoid, I think, that he's going to have something similar to somebody ever. And he'll be like this. He's like, hey, do you do a thing about a pirate fucking a midget on Thanksgiving? You're like, no. No one's ever done that.
But that's bred in, and Vecchione does that now. Yeah, Vecchione will come out of his room and he'll be like, hey, do you have... I'll be like stone playing Xbox and he'll be like...
Wait, you're
hey.
Doing it in Attell's voice, though.
He'll be like, do you have a joke? And then I'll be like, bah, 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 like nine jokes. I'm like, no one has those jokes. Yeah. Why are you making me feel like shit for no reason?
Yeah.
Then I sit in front of my laptop going, look, Mike, I'm writing. And then I don't.
One time.
Yeah, he asked me that a lot. It's kind of interesting where he's like, anyone in LA? Does anyone in LA do anything like
that?
Yeah. Not that I've seen. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. That guy is something else.
Wait, we were talking about, so he doesn't work.
Attell
doesn't work there.
Attell doesn't work here, so. Kurt doesn't. Vecchione doesn't.
I thought someone started to tell a story, though. Didn't you say one time?
It was you.
I thought that was you.
No, it
I said one time I was going to make a joke though.
Oh,
okay. About Truck Hudson.
So never mind.
You got another chance. Take that chance and not do it.
We're all set. Anyways,
my first meeting with him.
At Eastville?
What? No, I've never been up there.
Yeah.
I just went that one time. He was so standoffish that I was like, oh. And then Jay told me that thing afterwards. I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. But I'm like, why would he be standoffish? I hadn't even met him yet. And he's already like, phew.
It's a weird thing, dude. He wants, he doesn't want to be a person. He doesn't want people to tell him who he should use. So if somebody recommends you that
works
there. This
is how comedy
there,
works.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, it's a bad thing to be recommended.
A lot of comedies like that.
A lot of people want it to be their idea.
Yeah, Marco wants to be like the guy that discovers the guy.
Well, where's he going to discover if he only goes up there? Where's he going to discover you?
That's my question. If he only owns that club, he's only at that club. Like, Rebecca, how do you use recommendations, right?
Constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the whole thing should work.
To the point where, like, if you recommend somebody and then they don't do well, it matters to me a lot. Like,
yeah.
Joe List and I have had to have a couple of conversations.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I brought a comedic genius in.
Did you recommend somebody bad, Joe?
No. I brought, and he tried new, and he hadn't done stand-up by himself in a long time.
He was set up for failure.
And he's brilliant.
He's a perfectly great comic.
And then, luckily, Adomian came in and was like, Rebecca, do you know him? And I was like, thank God Adomian is here to save the fucking day.
Adomian is the best recommendation for you, right? That's the number one guy for you
turn
to recommend
up
somebody.
That,
or Colin.
That helps me wreck
No, no.
People?
If somebody said, hey, you should look at this guy. Like, who would that best come from for you?
Colin.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Adomian's
Colin
up there,
Kane?
Though.
Really?
Because Colin's
dude,
like,
super hot. He's got great material.
He looks for the right. I feel like he looks for the right stuff. Like,
he's in
Adomian's
your face.
Adomian's a little
and he's
all over the place because of the sketch. And the, like, he does a lot of different stuff. And
right.
Colin's pure comedy. You know, yeah. Pure stand-up, I mean.
Has Adomian ever recommended someone to you just so he can fuck them?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm thinking whether or not I've done that with a female comic.
Have you?
I have definitely
I have.
Had guys.
I don't think
I've had guys recommend girls to me for cabin, and I've said I'm gonna find out if you fucked her or not. And generally speaking, they don't do as well if you did. But.
Bobby Lee used to do that with his commercial agent, and his commercial agent would have to call and be like, "Hey, this girl called me. Do you just want to fuck her? Can I just take a meeting, or do I have to actually sign her? Like, is she talented? Like,
so
let me
funny.
Know."
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that
so funny.
Just knew
I've had
me
to do. I've had moments where people are like, I have like friends that do like dabble in comedy, and they're great people, but then they're like, "Introduce me to the fucking." Yeah. So I'd introduce, and then like run back after and find them, and be like, "That guy's a fucking lunatic."
Oh yeah,
I just right didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta tell
like,
them
because
they're right in front of you, so you gotta be like, "Oh." It's
right.
Just her. Like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Rebecca,
and I'm doing like a chicken wing,
yeah,
winking.
Yeah, because that happens a lot. I think everyone. I've always just say, hey, like, I'm not a person to recommend somebody. That's
the
not going to work.
Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life is this drunk chick one night downstairs at the cellar.
Yeah.
I'm smoking a cigarette outside, and this girl runs out, and she's like, "My boyfriend started doing open mics in Long Island. Can I send him? Can I send you his clips and you recommend him to the seller?"
His name is Chris Scopo.
And I go, yeah. Chris Scopo. Remember that name. Scopo.
So did you say, of course? Absolutely.
No, I was standing there and I go, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that like that. And she's like, "Are you fucking serious? So no one's helped you out." So, and I was like,
they put that shit
yeah.
on you.
And I was like, no, yeah. I earned everyone recommending me.
And in your head, you're just going, damn.
I'm going, damn.
Bobby, damn. Bobby got me into this. Seller, dude.
Bobby, you've been really quiet today.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Somebody
no
wrote
brain.
Me online. Somebody wrote me online. It was like, "Hey, how do I? I just started doing stand up about a year and a half ago, and I'm ready to start headlining. What do I do?" And I'm like,
"Headline?
Well, you wait another 3 years, then you then you MC a couple times, then you feature for about 6 or 7 years, and then you're there
or 11." Whichever way it works for you.
I had an MC recently be like, "I've got like 90 minutes that I'm pretty proud of.
Oh,
that I'm ready to record."
90.
I go, "Oh, that's cool, because those 12 up front fucking ate it." So
some comic from Philly the other day came to the cell, went to the cellar, and then came and spoke to a few other comics from Philly. They're like, "What's up with the cellar? I asked for a check spot, and they wouldn't give it to me."
What?
Oh, wow. Like, what?
Like,
the balls to walk up to the cellar and go, "Hey, can you see?"
The lack of understanding of your place in the world.
Yeah, I'm ready to go up. Yeah, you guys are the comic show. You guys do comedy? Yeah, I'm pretty funny. Let me go up.
Well, great. Then hold on. That's not even that. In the grand scheme
it's just
of things,
you think you're better
that
off
is
than
that
you are.
One that one place. It's not that crazy for that guy to walk into a fucking place if he knows some comics there and ask for check spots at Broadway.
But
or,
you should check with the comics.
Yeah, you
first
should know.
To be like, "Hey, what's the deal here? Do they do check spots?"
How do you not know if you're a comic? What the seller is like, and you not know.
That's a little New York elitism, though.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think.
But
I
he's
think
from
people
Philly,
don't.
Though. He wasn't like he was from fucking
right.
Canada.
It's also like
I think some
no,
people don't give a shit about
there's
the
nowhere
seller.
Where like can I do? It might be. Is anyone doing the check spot? Like, can I?
Yeah.
And then you tell them, well, there's no check spot here.
But then also you hear these stories about you got to be bold. You hear those stories working. You hear stories about people being like, you think you can do better than me? And then the guy gets up, and that guy was Patrice O'Neill. And you're like, well, I guess sometimes.
But when I first came to stand up in New York, like a long time ago, I saw Jay. They would do just an intermission for the check spot, and then if a comic happened to be there, then they could do it if they wanted.
I don't know.
That's not true.
My first,
you're confusing a different place.
I
started at stand up New York.
So did I.
It was like that. They've always had a check spot. I was always doing the check spot for 2 years.
They had a check spot, but no one had the spot.
Whoever was there, but otherwise the host would eat the time. It wouldn't be an intermission where they'd stop
host
comedy.
Host said, everybody go to the bathroom, the checks are coming. They gave it like a raffle or a prize.
That's probably what
they host would do a raffle. No. There was never not somebody on
stage. That was my linchpin. Like, I fucking went to stand up New York every night, and I was like, can I do the check spot? I was there early.
That's how me and Dan became friends.
Yeah. Gives me anxiety.
Benji does the check spot himself now, doesn't he?
Benji, sometimes.
Rob Burns.
Not always, once in a while.
And I used to get drunk.
Like Kevin Iso, he doesn't sometimes.
Yeah. Rob Bernstein, Chris Copeland, not the same guy. A lot of people make that mistake.
You know, one of the of recommending somebody is me trying to get Big J into the Comedy Store in L.A. And he just resisted and resisted. And then finally, I asked for him, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, Bill Burr did the same thing. He drove all the way down here, didn't even have a spot just to tell me about this guy. And I'm like, what? Shouldn't you look at him then?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good sign?
If you and Bill Burr are recommending a comic, the fuck, and he's
why
like,
are you
no!
hating it?
Yeah. Why do they hate it?
I found out later. He wanted to be the one doing it. He wanted to be like, hey, look, I saw you, and I think it's
that's
time
a big
that
deal to people.
The
they want to be the person that fucking.
That's your only sense of power. If you're talking, no offense, but that's your only sense of like people are going to come up to me because I can't make someone's career or anything. I can just give them this one thing, so I have to make it a powerful thing. Like, you need me for this.
But in the way of like with you, the being standoffish, like at Eastville, why wouldn't you just be like, well, let me take a look at this guy.
Let me take a look. Well, yeah, let me say hi. I wouldn't even ask him for a spot. I just said hi, nice to meet you.
You can still have the power. You can be like, P.U., you're not here, my friend.
Vecchione had it at Eastville where he was like, Nate tried to get him to fill in his spot, and he goes, yeah, tell him he's not going to get paid. And Vecchione was like, why would I even go there?
And you're out he's of like, the-
Vecchione's doing six spots in a night. In
which,
the
by the way, that's what he'll go, tell him he's not going to get paid, but in his mind he's going, yes, I got a good comic that I don't have to pay now. Because that would happen all the time. Somebody wouldn't show up, and then me and Dave would be there.
Or me.
And they'd be like, yeah, go up and do that spot. And then we do it. We get off stage, but like, what about the pay? They're like, oh, no. And then you brag about saving the $75.
That happened to me. That happened
we're
to
like,
me.
You're bragging to me
that happened,
about saving $75.
That happened to me. Dave Smith and I were out front, and I was hosting. And Todd Lynn didn't show, so I did.
Thank
his,
God,
I did his time, and then
I don't
Dave,
care that he's dead. Fuck you, I hated that guy. Whatever.
Dave went up and did 10 minutes, as because there was no one there. I went back up. Sherrod didn't show. We kept the show going. Finally,
there's a theme here of black guys not showing.
Yeah, then Todd Berry walked in. We put him up, and I'm outside smoking a cigarette. And he comes outside. He's like, I saved $150 tonight. And I go, you know, it'd be pretty cool if you gave the host and maybe the guy that did the guest spot some money. And he goes, oh, Soder. Like I was like. And I was like, I'm going to remember that shit.
Yeah.
Their way of thinking is they can just say, like, no, this spot isn't a guest spot. That's the rule. So and you're like, no, it's not the rule. That means you're taking the money instead of me. You're just some guy taking the money.
Nate had a great line because it was always like, the budget. We just don't have the budget. We don't have the – that was always the excuse. We don't have the budget for it. And Nate goes, hey, man, comedians are the budget. He's like, if you don't have comedians, you just have a room with booze in it. And he's like, it's not even a fun bar.
Yeah.
That makes – sounds like a better place.
Yeah.
It's like a room with booze.
Yeah,
a bar? Oh, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that budget shit's bullshit. They want to
discover
you
all the time. Yeah.
I don't have the budget.
But they want it to be their idea even on the alt scene. Like when people like recommend to certain bookers, like they'll that's going to screw them over.
Well, it's like you don't say, "Hey, you should have this guy here 5 times a week." Just be like, just take a look at this guy.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. It's like, have you seen it's like you got
to
say it in such a light way.
Idea, though. Like it has to be casual and you have to say it in a way that.
You got
to
mix that with some guys. Like if some known guy, like if Metzger wants to come in and do a spot at Eastville, let's say, you got to be like, oh, sure, we'll take him. He's a legitimate, funny part of this comedy scene.
Yeah.
And then I'll discover some other people to fill that in with.
Right.
Yeah.
But like.
I know.
Or even to recommend, like, hey, you should look at this dude. He's funny. And then it's still your discovery. You're the one putting him up. I just said this guy's funny.
That's what we were talking about Montreal. They want to be the one saying that we did it. They got a development deal here.
Right.
When they just take people that already have deals
coming.
Because
it helps raise their stock. You know what I mean?
Ugh, I guess
so. Is it mostly because they're like failed comics and they want to...
You know, that's a tricky thing.
No, I don't think
so. A lot of
them
aren't. I never did stand-up.
There are some.
They're signed. I don't think.
No, but I think I think most of them get a bad rep because some of them are failed comedians.
Yeah, I think it's just people want to be the one saying, "I found that. I did that."
It's the power.
Yeah, it's also like it feels better.
It's like natural human intuition. People want to feel important. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I've always really connected
eye.
With that concept of people do things for two reasons: to either feel important or to get pussy. And that's the only reason why anybody ever does anything. And people typically want to feel important.
Well, it's money and pussy.
It's also a generation thing. I was talking about this last night. It's like all the people who are owning shit now, they're all our age. They're all 30-somethings. Yeah. They're right. part of this me generation of like, hey, I'm the fucking superstar. I'm the person that's in charge. I'm the person who sits there. So people like Marco and some other comedy club owners and bookers, they sit and they want to fucking be the fucking man. Rebecca, you're up in your fucking apartment 99% of the time because you don't really want to fucking deal with a lot of the bullshit of being, I don't want to say the bullshit being the man, but you don't seem like you just want to come off like the man. You don't sit there going, hey,
that's where the bongs are. That's why she's upstairs.
But no, I mean, the truth of the matter is that I am in my apartment probably about 90% of the time, but I'm also constantly working. Like when I hit work all day.
You know what I should rephrase that. What I mean is you don't seem as if you want to come off like the man. You're not there to come off like the man.
The truth of the matter is that it helps our community, our art, our community of artists, it helps you guys if I listen to you guys. I'm better at my job because of the recommendations, not just on who I should be putting up or who I should be looking at, but also like how I should run the room.
It
you guys
helps.
Know better than I do. I'm not going to be that arrogant. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and if more people were like you, there wouldn't be all these comedy clubs with 100-foot ceilings where you're like, hey, all the momentum.
And the basement and the whole fucking thing is in the back. It's like, Jesus.
Isn't this beautiful? Sort of. When it's empty, it looks nice.
It's like everybody just like, that's a music venue. Yeah. Music there. We need a ceiling.
Yeah. They want to feel important. Everybody wants to feel important. And the problem is, though, especially in a place like New York, where they're like, you need me. It's like, we don't need you.
You don't.
There's nine other options.
There is not a greater feeling in the world than having someone like Marco be like, you can't work. And you're like, I don't care.
I don't have time anyway.
I have so many more options and better options.
I was in the same thing with you. I walked out. Yeah. I said, I go fuck yourself.
Lewis and I both, within a month, were out of Eastville when we had been there for years. Simply for the fact of, I don't have to deal with that power shit. You don't want to fucking pay me?
Granted, I went to a very dark place and I was going to quit comedy about a year later. But you know what? It was a good decision.
That would have been awesome.
It was all roses and rainbows for me. So I don't know why Lewis is bitching because I was going to kill him.
They only have power over people who can't get spots anywhere else.
Yeah. There was only two people I've walked out on. There was Marco where I said, I still want to work your club. Go fuck yourself. And then what's the redheaded guy from Long Island City?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Steve Hofstadter? Well, well.
Dude, I told him to go fuck yourself.
You can't make your money off comics. That's not supposed to be your income source.
Fucked up. You
dude,
can't do
he
that.
Fucking dude. He had me fill out multiple applications to perform at his place. I kept on filling out these online applications and submitting videos. And then I went and I did a competition. I just shouldn't. It's like 2 years ago. I shouldn't have even done the competition. No. There was four people in the crowd, and I lost because they were friends with one of the other people.
Right.
So I had to stand there.
I did
the
that.
Asshole.
I did that. I did the comp with Wednesday night. Like they called it like a new up and coming thing. There's maybe 20 people in the audience.
They
I did
call it a competition. They just have it here. What does the winner get? Fries?
No, the winner gets passed.
You're passed.
I went up, did the best out of everybody. He wasn't even there to see me, and then sent me an email saying we're not passing you. Sorry.
He was there to see me. I fucking did great. I was the only real comic on the show. It was all open micers. I find out at the end. I was like, you know what, dude? I got to go to another spot before it was even because it was four people in the crowd. There's six comics. I was like, go to another spot. So he just like emailed me. He's like, oh, we'd really prefer you to stay till the end.
No,
that's because he has to protect his dumb rule. He says this is the way I get to say that I'm not abusing these comics. So we have a competition. So if you leave, that means it's not a competition worth winning, and then he can't get to say that anymore.
Right.
So I go up. They bring us all up on stage, and then they go around. They ask for applause for who's the best. Ugh. And there's four people, so they just politely applaud for everybody. Like,
oh, they didn't do that. They didn't
so
do
then,
that for me.
Out, the host goes to them. He was like, no, we have to have. It's a gay guy. He's like, we have to have a winner. So, and then he goes to them individually. He's like, who did you like? Who did you?
Oh,
like? And
hilarious.
I'm sitting there losing my mind on
this
stage.
Is horrible.
So what's funny is I ended up getting one of the votes. Still, it was one of the other just friends. The one guy won, and I like left. I was like, this sucks. I leave. So Steve Hofstadter's like, he was like, yeah, dude. He was like, I thought you were really funny. We'd love to have you back. And I was like, all right, something came out of it. So I email him. I was like, you know, I'd love to, you know, put in avails. And he sends me another application to do another contest. And then I was like, dude, I can't fill out another application to do another contest. I can't do it.
It's fucking ridiculous. JR at the strip did that to me when Dave
Publication.
When they were doing like that thing late night where the three comics judged you, where they're doing like the voice. And I mean, it was awesome because it was Bobby.
Yes, Patrice told you were great. I heard it 100 times.
But JR saying I sounded like Kurt. He's like, you sound like Kurt. You can't work here. And I was like, I just have a deep voice and I sound nothing like Kurt. And also, Kurt's one of my favorite joke writers, so thank you. And then now he's working at Stand Up New York as a manager.
Yeah. And so isn't it weird though?
And it's weird because he's like, hey, JR from the Strip. From the Strip, yeah. And
which
he's like,
which one's he?
Saturday night works at the Stand Up New York.
He works like running the show.
He runs the podium.
He was
and stuff.
At the comic strip. Like 25
with
years.
With the big bushy hair?
No, he's
not bald guy.
Older guy.
Chubby.
But now I walk in, he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, fuck you.
He booked me on like those Latin shows for like maybe twice a month for a few months and then just stopped referring to my emails. And now I work Stand Up New York pretty regularly. So you can like walk in and be like, yeah, dude, sorry.
I give him like a pleasantry. I give him like a, hey.
Yeah, I like JR. He's cool. You know?
I don't really know him as a dude, but I'm just like, hey, how you doing, man?
Sometimes it's like they don't realize. Like they think what drives us is the need to succeed and be famous, whatever. It's like what drives most comics is to be able to tell them years later this dream of going, I'll never work your club.
Yeah.
You remember that? That drives all of us.
We all just want to get that famous.
We're just rubbing on our on the outside of our jeans. Like, I want to fuck and tell you to go fuck yourself.
I never forgot.
I have people I want to tell go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
in the future,
because of the Robbie Bernstein thing.
Oh no, Joe, it's okay.
But Judah told me that
the comedy store all the time.
Years ago. What? Judah goes, just keep working, keep trying to be funny, and trust me. Years later, you'll be able to tell a bunch of those people to go fuck yourself. But he goes, by that point, you won't care and you won't do it.
He was like, keep working, come up with a hat thing.
hat thing.
Have you guys seen his petition? He started a petition.
I signed it.
I signed that.
What was it?
In the check spot. In the check spot.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Every club that doesn't do the check spot. Yeah,
they asked me about it in Calgary. At a club in Calgary, they're like, hey, we saw this. What's the deal? I'm like,
which one? The
Yuck Yucks there?
Oh, okay.
But they're like a cool Yuck Yucks.
Because I do the
Look,
laugh,
headline club is different. With showcase clubs, I have mixed feelings.
No, but he was like, so what's the deal? I'm like, the deal is, you know what it is. That 10 minutes of the checks are dropped, you made it worse for comedy.
Yeah, you
if
lose.
You absolutely have to for some reason. Look, okay, just because you're not want to work hard.
There's some good arguments that against it.
I know with like LOL, B books a check spot every night. We didn't at first. The host would just eat the checks during that time. But then there was a lot of young comics who just wouldn't have an opportunity to get up on a real show in front of real people.
Yeah, see, you're anti-check spot soda, but you wouldn't have a career if it weren't for
that. Yeah,
I'm talking about
career.
I'm not talking about showcase.
Clubs is way different.
I'm talking about headline.
Showcase clubs, though, there's a place for a check spot. People's careers can
I think that it's up to the host and it's up to the club to articulate in their own way that this is obviously a time when checks are going to come out.
You can also drop afterwards. You can just drop afterwards.
Or everyone could do 1 minute less material.
There's literally no reason.
Yeah, but you know what it is?
Just be ready.
Here's what they're afraid, dude. They have to
just have a bouncer at the end saying, hey.
Then you have to pay that bouncer. That's the problem though. They have to pay.
But
that
how
bouncer.
Much is a bouncer a night?
They already have a bouncer.
Not every comedy club has a bouncer.
And Joe, I'm not against check spots. I'm against check spots at headlining clubs.
Oh yeah,
like that's fine.
Yeah, well that I agree with. But and then no one even talks about last call at headlining clubs.
That's almost as bad as
head
the check spot.
Last call is a nightmare.
Oh, it's also bad.
And you could hear that's you know what happens is that's when people are talking. That's when people
what
start.
What should we get? Do you want anything else?
Yeah, should we get?
Yeah.
They're not listening
because we're not gonna get another drink. And then after the bar's closed.
But what do you guys want to do after this? Should we go? I don't know.
Guys,
they're gonna be closed.
I'm gonna reference this later.
Yeah,
I need you to hear what I'm saying now.
Yeah, but let's just, I don't know. And then I'll be like, who is he? Let me see him. I don't want to see him. Is he better than me? Does he smell better than me? I don't like him if he smells better than me.
The idea that you have to look out for new comics, though, I don't see. It's like, that's just another spot you could have.
I just imagine he has a henchman that's like, boss, there's a new comedian in town.
Yeah.
I'll take care of him. He won't be working the Eastville.
Stand Up New York had the best answer for it. They go, if we had a check spot, it would take an extra 10 minutes, and we could only have 3 shows on a Saturday instead of 4.
Yeah.
Wait, Stand Up New York does have a check spot.
Yeah, but he said if we did away with it, we would have to
they
do away with one show on Saturdays.
But then
why
instead
the
of having
why
everyone
the late show,
instead of having everyone do 15 minutes, have everyone do 13 minutes,
and a half, 14,
and then
yeah.
you have that extra.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the real thing is they're concerned with people not paying once the bills are dropped at the end. They're concerned with people taking a fucking beeline.
It would take more work to change that to make sure it doesn't happen. It would take a little bit of effort. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to just do things as they've been doing it.
As a product of the check spot, I believe in the check spot.
Lack of effort is not a reason.
I don't think that the check spot actually does launch careers. I think that it's just trash that they throw somebody, and those people should be getting up anyway.
I will say this.
Or occasionally checks are late, and you get a really good spot out of it.
It made me fucking tough as nails.
I've sort of open mics.
I think
if you're not gonna have a check spot, then clubs should still have a 6-minute guest spot for new comics.
Yeah, sure, do that if you want.
But Ari, in the sense of open mics make you strong, in the way check spots work for me at least was you learned how to read a crowd. Like that's how I learned. Like, oh, these guys are done paying and I'm getting some laughs. Let me work them, and then I can move to them, and then I can see.
That's how I did it too. I always focus on pockets of people,
and then by the time you get in front of a real crowd without checks, you're like, fuck, this joke's working.
You know how to make it a conversation.
It's really so. I think it can be a good thing, but I think
The experience with LOL, like literally, we weren't doing them at all, and then a bunch of people kept on fucking saying, "Hey, do check spots," and then there's a few guys that take advantage of them, and they really love them, and they just would not.
I love that Robbie Burns.
They're never done there though. They're never done. As a warrior, I go on, and then it's like, oh, you guys are still all paying your bills.
But the checks are never done. I love that guy. At any club before they go on. Here's what it is: the check spot is to eat the brunt of the checks. The first 10 minutes, people are still going to be paying their bills a little bit at the end.
Yeah,
that's true. But it sucks for the person at the end, too.
It sucks for the person at the end.
That's why when somebody closes the show, you got
to
be good.
If you want to build up those kind of calluses like you're talking about, like if you want that tool in your toolbox, go to an ambush show on the alt scene. You don't have to.
Or you could just piss on your hands.
But I think you should do all of it. I think it should be every... I think you should do ambush shows. I have eaten it at the Creek more than anywhere, and it's a great place.
I don't understand like real comics that care if there's a check spot. I don't think it really affects the show.
It does.
It totally does
on a headlining set, particularly. In a headlining set,
I've had to write jokes for it because it's like it takes their attention, and everybody knows it. You can just feel the people that are paying attention. 80% less people are laughing along with you, so you start thinking like this guy's not doing as good.
Yeah, why does this guy suck now?
Yeah,
why you buy suck car? That was a weird thing.
Pizza in Chicago, pizza.
On the road, they only want you to do 45 minutes, and then 12 or 15 of those minutes are eaten.
It's like, and then they're doing last call 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. I don't know. I think we're going to get Heineken's.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Dad, you're dead. And they're like, I don't know. I think I might want to do a gin and rum. Fucking hurts.
How long does this podcast go?
Time.
I gotta move. I gotta put more stuff in boxes.
How long are you moving for?
Till April 20th, probably April 21st.
Until the sun comes back.
Until the sun comes back. Yeah.
Yeah. You and Louis Katz are exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's a very Jewish thing. I don't like it. It's cold. I'm going to the warm weather.
I signed with an agent before I left, and they're like, "Oh, you got to come back."
You got to come back. That's why pilot season is.
Pilot season is not real, right?
Yeah. It doesn't really happen anymore. I think it's all spread out now.
It just keeps getting pushed back farther and farther. It seems like
it's pilot season's January to March or April. I don't know.
James is doing pilot season in January, then it's February, then it's March. It feels like it's going back farther.
Oh, that's when he's lower and lower on the list. That means he's not doing well.
Can we edit that part out, Chris? I don't want to start any rumors.
The November, December people, the ones booked early, those are the guys that get a pilot every year.
That's the real pilot
season. January and February, they call on everybody. I'll be going in most like March 15th to April 15th.
Oh, okay.
I'll be going in June, and they'll be like, "Can you do that Russian voice for us again?"
Yeah. Like, when everybody's taken, they just need some. They're like, "Who's left? Who's out?"
This is filler.
Yeah. It's not like they're
like
want
the supplemental draft for the NFL.
If they have a list of how many people they use and they're going to bring in 25 people, they can fill that up with all winners in January, in late January.
Right.
I just got new glasses, so I got a feeling LA is going to be ringing me up on the phone. I feel like I'm going to skyrocket. I got big, crazy Coke bottle.
Yeah.
The wood.
Fucking mustache.
Yeah, I got a mustache I'm going to tape on when I get home. It's going to be like big. It. My career is going to change.
I think we really broke down a lot of our comedy today.
Yeah.
This turned into a really inside comedy.
What do you guys want to promote before we get out of here?
Oh, excellent question.
When does this come out? In March, I'll be...
is that what you do? You do months ahead?
I don't know. I don't know when
how long is it
this will be a week or two.
This will... Right? Well, we got to do ads. Want to do the Roman? We want to read the ads?
Did the podcast come out today, by the way?
Yeah.
Giannis.
Let's be honest.
No.
Giannis, James Smith, and Ray Allen was on it.
Ugh.
What are the ads? Lewis. Yeah. Do the Mexican ads. Yeah. Do them in Spanish.
Oh, hello.
That's not how the Spanish people talk.
I'll be at Zany's in Chicago in
late
February.
Plug after the...
I have to wait for you to open up the book?
The ads. I know.
While you're opening. So what?
Can you not throw it back there and I have to get it later? It would be appreciated.
Becky's got a good punch.
Okay, so do it then.
Guys, if you're a fan of the show, you know how you can help us out. Go to the latest episode of YKWD at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and you're going to notice a handful of links, a slew of links, a bunch of links. First link is for Amazon.com. Bookmark our Amazon link, guys. Every time you make a purchase through our Amazon link, YKWD and family gets a kickback. It's a huge deal. It keeps the show free. We do ask for donations. Sorry, I'm doing a hammer fisting plug. Hammer fisting doesn't ask for donations because we're not fucking.
I got a tip. I'll do it better here. Listen, you guys, if you've ever done it, just bookmark. Go to that site.
That's what
then,
I said.
And then bookmark it.
I said bookmark our link. Guys.
Fight it out.
And then mark that as Amazon on your thing. So when you see Amazon, you're like, oh, let me click Amazon. And it'll actually just take you there. So you don't have to think about it.
I'll take you there.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes. Also, right next to that link, you'll notice a link for TweakedAudio.com. TweakedAudio.com are the best affordable in-ear headphones on the market. Guys, you do not need to go and spend $50, $100, $200 on headphones anymore.
No, you have to. Otherwise, they're not good. You buy some shitty pair.
No, they're very good, Ari.
You're not halfway through the plane ride.
No, Ari, I'm going to tell you right now. I fucking bought Beats. I had multiple pair of Beats. Yeah. Those motherfuckers would break like crazy. My Tweaked Audio headphones, they've never broken. I have 16
Skull
separate
candies
pairs.
Are the worst.
I actually like Skullcandy.
No, they break in no time.
TweakedAudio.com, guys. Use the promo code DUDE and get 33% off, a limited lifetime warranty, and free shipping, an already affordable, inexpensive pair of
headphones.
Do
they have those big headphones like black people?
No, it's just the in-ear ones.
Oh, yeah. Those are way better.
And also right next to that link, you'll notice a link for Gamefly.com. Use our link, guys, or to go to Gamefly.com/YKWD and sign up for the 15-day 2-game free trial. You don't even have to buy anything, guys. It's a free trial. Gamefly.com is a Netflix for video games. You rent the games, you beat them, you send them back. It's as simple as that, guys. It's the way of the future. There's not a single person buying video games anymore. So you be like everybody else. Use Gamefly.com. Use our link. Sign for the 15-day 2-game free trial. Boom. That's it.
Well done.
That's it. No one's listening anymore for your dates, though.
They're listening.
No, people have tuned out. Only if they have it on play already.
Yeah,
haven't thought to
if
turn
they're
it
up getting a glass of a cup of coffee.
This is where you turn out. This is a tune out. Yeah, once you start the ads, like, oh, no one's gonna listen to where your dates.
Well, usually we do the ads in the middle. Scope.
Oh, right.
Well, I didn't know this was gonna be an hour and 13 podcasts. So
how long is it usually?
Like 2.5 hours.
Oh fuck. Well, maybe I just gotta go.
No,
you guys can keep going if you want.
No, thank you. No, the special guest host ones don't have to be 2 hours. Scope.
No. Yeah.
You do like an hour and 20. Hour.
I'm not saying it's bad things. I'm just saying I thought we had more time.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah.
So you have a
special planned? Hey, I have to piss. Can I piss in your hand?
Yeah.
We'll do it over the toilet so it's not a mess.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's do it in the sink.
You're down?
No.
Let's do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
Should we plug dates, probably?
Yeah, sure.
Joe List.
Oh, no dates need to be plugged. Just my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, which a lot of people are listening to it. It's myself
Tuesdays
and Mark Norman.
Stories?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's Mark Norman and I are doing it. I think Dan Soder's going to be an upcoming guest. Louis J. Gomez is on one time.
The best episode yet.
Yeah, that was a hot episode. And we're getting lots of listeners and lots of love. So listen and thank you and I love you and let's touch dicks.
Soder, you have a podcast?
I'm making noises during your dumb plug.
I was making it like
you're
it was
a fucking
good.
Jerk. You were doing
shut
a
up.
Weird British siren.
I was not.
Very insensitive.
Me now.
All right. Let's see what happens when you plug your dumb shit.
Bohemia, New York, February 7th and 8th. I got it through.
You rushed it in.
DanSoder.com for all dates. March, I'm in San Francisco and Denver.
March is in San Francisco and Denver. Nice. Ari has a podcast called The Skeptic Tank. It's on iTunes and my website, Ari the Great.
And go to cavecomedyradio.com for the 20 or so podcasts that we have on our network.
Hell yeah, including Legion
of
Skanks.
What's
up, motherfuckers?
Oh, and then also I have to promote this. It's important that I am starting a new, I like saying it on yours, but I want to say it to everyone. I'm starting a new website, not comedy related. It's just about men being men and just being okay with who we are. And I'm calling it realasdudes.com.
Yeah.
We're as real as dudes are, everybody.
First of all, I already own the domain name realasdude.com, realasdudes.com, therealasdude.com.
Only one S and as, realasdudes.com.
realasdudes with a Z.
Realasdudes.
I just spent $400 in domain names protecting the real estate image.
Site nobody goes to.
Dude,
Do you still have KellyFestukaSucks.com?
KellyFestukaSucks.com. Go to my website. Check me out live. I just put up new dates up there. I'm also going to be with Bobby. I'm opening for Bobby January 17th and 18th at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
Fun room.
Good times. I'll also be on the Shiprocked Cruise.
Shiprocked. Oh, yeah. Guys. I almost was invited to that.
Yeah, Joe Liss was.
Big J comes up to me. He's like, dude, I don't know if this is weird to say this, but we almost asked you to come to this cruise in the Bahamas, but we got Dave instead. I was like, that's great news.
If you guys are like, wait, are you telling me there's a possibility to see Louis J. Gomez, Seven Dust, and Papa Roach
on
a boat?
Papa Roach is in the they're there this year.
Will Suffer be on there?
I got invited. I was like, dude, I don't want to watch any of these bands.
Yeah.
There's not one of
this
them.
This is my last resort.
I'm a real ass dude.
And Jim Brewer, too.
Jim Brewer.
I heard all about this cruise right before they told me I wasn't invited.
Nonpoint.
Who was that? That sounds made up. Is Suffer going to be there?
Suffer's not going to be there.
Is Suffer won't be there?
Joe List, you're a mystery.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
how so?
Well, people talk about you. They all seem to respect you. When I moved here, I just kind of get the vibe on people without having to see them all the time. You just get people talking. But then you're one of those guys, they're like, my career's not there.
No, I have no career.
Like, it's not going as well as it should be.
Yeah, I had a drinking problem, but I'm working a lot now.
Yeah, Joe's one of the funniest people on earth. The fact that he has no career is unbelievable.
Oh, thanks.
It's startling to the point that when you bring it up to other people, I'm like, this guy's way funnier than me.
Well, I drank and
took a shit in shoes.
Herped.
You got a bunch of diseases and shit everywhere. And
you spilled the beans on the herpes thing, too. That wasn't a good career.
That was a
but what, I think it is? I think it's all glasses. I'm going to get a new pair of glasses. I'm going to skyrocket past all of you douchebags.
How great would it be this time next year, Joe won't even acknowledge us.
I'm just glasses guy.
He's just blinking a lot in his new glasses going, fucking, you know who's a good guy? Zac Efron.
I like hanging out with him.
One of my best friends.
When I write everything he does. It's you guys wouldn't understand. I live in Santa Barbara now.
I'm turning it all around now.
He's gonna have some sort of Magic Johnson surgery to get his herpes removed.
Joe has moved to Dallas. He's got dogs.
He's got a lot of money. He's in the oil game.
He's so bad.
Ari, where are you gonna be?
Zany Chicago, I said, but
you already did it.
There's other places. I was thinking about one date. Otherwise, it gets crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Go visit my other pod. I never promote Hammer Fisting on here. If you're, and I know a lot of the guys are MMA fans. Ari's been on it. Hammer Fisting is on the Riotcast Network. It's the best MMA podcast on the planet.
I lost the bet in the Inner Civil fight.
You lost the bet?
Yeah, I have to pierce my nipple now.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I do it?
That sucks.
Oh, God.
You were super close for that fight. I saw you tweet out a picture.
I got
you
the good seat right behind the director. It was like right there.
That was so awesome. How creepy was it watching that break?
Oh, it's so weird.
Did you guys realize it happened, though? And
half second later, it was like, wait, like just a half second. Like the leg doesn't move that way. It's like, you know, when something's just like,
right.
Like if you see the Aurora Borealis or something.
For the 2 seconds watching it at home, I was like, he's mad. Did they call the fight? Like, I thought there was stoppage or something because he goes, and it looked like he was yelling at someone. And I was like, why is he so mad at that guy? Then they showed it. And I was like, I'm going to throw up.
I think the worst part, he put weight on it after he broke.
He knew ahead of time.
No, he went down.
He hopped and it fell. He knew ahead. As soon as he screamed, we all knew what happened.
I thought the Louisville guy was worse.
Louisville.
Because you saw Bone, and it was on.
Oh, that was way. That
it
was
wasn't a fight. Yeah, it was CBS prime time, Sunday afternoon.
They said if Bone came out, it'd be way, way worse. If it also get all mangled and stuff, it looks like a wet sock.
Those things, in general, though, it's an injury that it looks and feels way worse than it actually is. Like in reality, it's 3 to 6 months before you start training again. In the best case, like 3 months. His doctor said he'll be training within 6 months. He's already asking about his next fight.
I know. Whatever he's asking for.
His bone just shatter in two? Like his two pieces?
Two separate pieces.
His bone's all shattered.
It's like your the bone down there is like your forearm bone, so it's like two thinner bones. If he would have broke the fucking
femur,
the thigh bone,
it's at least a year before he comes back.
He won't fight for another year, but he'll fight in a year. Corey Hill fought in 13 months.
But he's
and he's not he's not he's, the type of athlete not that answers
what's his name the guy
he's
who still, broke
he's
his
he's like 36 now Corey Hill
when it happened he was in his 20s.
I was like 29, 30, yeah.
The guy who broke his leg for Louisville is still out. He's like redshirting this year because his, really? His injury is still that bad.
Poke through.
Oh, that was such
they
a
They were
bad
all
break.
So shaken up.
And you watched everyone throw up.
Yeah.
You
I didn't
you
know
could
see white.
People were like, hugging each other.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought there was, like, there was someone that threw something into the stands.
Players
like,
are
going
crying
on
in the half court. Oh.
I watched it. I was like,
basketball such a faggy game.
That
was
my birthday. All right, well.
No, you guys keep talking.
Oh, okay.
Have to pee.
Oh, I was like,
I'd like a pocket that just limps apart.
Yeah. Chris is gonna leave too.
Like a band where they keep drumming. Like yeah. It's just left with the drummer. It's just me going, voice.
It's like the DJ at the end of the Slipknot concert. He just keeps on playing that one weird sound.
I don't like that you referenced that.
There's
right
a
now.
DJ at Slipknot concert?
Yeah, there's nine members of Slipknot. One of them's a DJ. The other dude is like a sound sample guy.
Is his side project called Suffer? Yeah, that didn't bomb.
It didn't. Rebecca left out.
Rebecca saved a few bombs today. Yeah, we appreciate Rebecca. It.
I think that's what I'm here for.
Very thoughtful.
I like that. I don't like that Lewis has pulled his foot up on his fucking knee.
This foot is just basically dead from wearing this pair of Nikes. It just hurts.
Why?
Constantly.
Don't you
change your shoes, dummy.
I can't afford another pair of sneakers right
now.
That's
what I said about glasses, but I got new ones today, and my career is skyrocketing.
I'm super excited to get new glasses.
Oh, my career is going to be big. Don't get the same ones as me, you jerk.
Joe, what happened?
Stop trying to take my fame, you fuck. Just let me have mine.
I haven't been to an optometrist in 13 years.
You've had two good years in the sun. It's my turn, baby.
Joe, why don't you wear contacts?
I fucked up. You're fucked up if you wear contacts.
No,
you touch your own eye, you're a fucking lunatic.
Then I got laser eye surgery. It was beautiful.
You should get LASIK. You got dough.
Love
you. Nate got LASIK. Canada's about to get it.
LASIK, best thing I ever did. Hands down.
You got LASIK?
Yeah.
How hard is
that? I was blonde. Blind.
I don't like when things touch my
eye. No, I mean, it's a little fucked up because they're doing it and your eyes are clamped open.
And you can smell your eyes cooking.
You can smell it.
No, it's not that. The scariest part, they clamp your eyes open so you can't move them.
It's like Clockwork Orange. They're playing
the fuck
images
up, Lewis.
Fucking, are you kidding me, Scopo?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm standing
up for Bernstein. Yeah. You shut the fuck up.
I'll punch you in your
fucking
mouth.
So they cut your eye, but you go blind.
No.
Like your eyes go, you're literally, you know your eyes open, but you're blind. You can't see anything.
No.
That was the fucking scariest part.
You'd have to put me out for that shit.
Yeah.
They won't do it.
It's only 30 seconds per eye, really. It takes more time prepping than it is actually 30 doing.
30 seconds can be an eternity in the right circumstances.
But you spend a minute and like a couple grand and you never have vision problems ever again.
But then you wouldn't be famous because you don't have your famous glasses.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm trying to get Soda to do it so we don't have the same glasses and then my career dies again.
If you want to do it before this, and it's just a small amount of people, but go find a message board with people that have turned blind since getting it.
What?
It's a very small
percentage. It's a super small percentage, but those percentages actually equal to real people. So there's
that's
real
what I said about the Boston Massacre. Why don't you guys... Boston Massacre. I got you fucking... You're saying your dumb shit. The Boston bombing.
You know, like that kid
wouldn't
that
be so
shot.
Dismissive if you went blind and lost a leg.
No, but seriously, go to the message board. Because that's terrifying.
Just look up Google message boards for like...
Well, you got to go to the right people. You can't just get a guy on Craigslist or something like that. You got to like make sure you go to the right guy.
It's way better now, too. It's early on. They were having some problems.
Soder made $970,000 last year. He's going to the best guy.
Someone got a Groupon. Someone got a Groupon for a LASIK eye surgery. And I was like, you're really going to trust that?
Groupon. My doctor, I just went to get my eyes checked to see what my new prescription was. And the guy was like, you should do it. He's trying to upsell me. He goes, it only takes 10 seconds. I'm like, speed is not the issue.
What's your...
But then he goes.
We're not a NASCAR race.
What's your eyesight?
That's a bit.
No, it's not that bad. It's just bad at night.
Mine was like -475.
That's a fucking hilarious bit. All right, fine. 7 seconds. We'll fucking zap it up.
I just did it.
We'll do it in a second. Come on, just do it.
10 minutes. It's okay. Slurpees will be there.
I'll put 2 hours aside.
Then he tried to tell me it's safer too, and I'm like, what's safer than this? Nothing can get in there.
That's hilarious.
It's
you do that as a bit?
No.
Oh, you should. That's fucking.
That's great.
Now I want LASIK.
That's funnier than anything you have.
That'd be great. Nate just got LASIK.
The glasses
and
woman.
His eyes are huge.
The Warby Parker lady was hot. The doctor was hot. She was wearing a skirt. Like she was like pulling up with this. I could see her vagina. It was insane. Really? I thought it was like a joke. She looked like she was 28 years old. She was like a sexy optometrist. Highly recommend. She was like checking my eyes. I was like, I could see your pubes.
You said that to her?
Pubes.
With a Z.
Pubes.
RealizePubes.com.
This is going to end. Jesus.
He's gassed out. Liz just gassed me like,
I'm bombing after.
Your pubes. Fuck, I got nothing left.
I'm bombing after the buzzer. Yeah. It's like I just, like Bird, just stayed to take extra shots.
Pubes. Woo.
Scopa, do you hate me? I'm getting a real vibe.
Nah, Joe.
All right.
You think I hate you? I mean,
the Bernstein thing. You don't like
that hurt, but I'm cool.
But
with
I
it.
Love Bernstein.
Why does that hurt?
Robbie Bernstein drives from Connecticut 5 nights
oh,
a week.
He's yeah. I commend
to
Bob
Duke
Rob
check
for
spots.
That.
And he doesn't go out on Fridays because he's a super Jew.
He's a crazy Jew.
Who is that? Bernstein. Oh, that's right.
Bernstein's
he
a
can't
real,
go out on
Fridays.
Really? He doesn't go out on Fridays.
I was really.
Hold on. Dan's doing his siren.
That soda's got nothing noise.
I'm on empty.
Boo! I don't think that's a joke.
Wait, what did you... All right, you asked him once what?
Oh, he said that. He didn't go out on Friday. And I just really started like, why? Why do you go there? He goes, oh, I don't know. I'm like, do you believe in God? And he goes, no, it's not that. I'm like, well, what else is there? Yeah. He goes, is it a family thing? He goes, no. I'm like, then why are you doing it? Why are you wasting your day and your night? And he goes, come on, man. I just ate a sandwich.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be big.
That's a great way out of a theological argument.
Yeah.
I just ate a sandwich.
Bernstein's going to be big.
You think so?
He's a battler. He's a warrior.
He's a hustler. Yeah.
He really is.
I'm a hustler, baby. He travels and then he goes about. He gets up at like 7:30 in the morning to go to work.
Oh yeah,
you're over here getting insulted. This is the nicest thing I've ever said about you.
It's just that you're calling me a Jew. Yeah. You know, I don't like that.
Oh, I forget that you're like a weird Queens racist.
Nah.
Don't call me a Jew. I gotta go work for my dad. What, was that? Were you doing?
Scopo.
I thought you were doing. What's her name?
Bernstein also does.
What was her name? Rotem.
Rotem. What do you call it?
Scopo, do you want to go get something to eat? I kind of do.
He fills vending machines, Bernstein, and he dresses exactly like a guy who fills vending machines. He has like a weird hat with like the clip with like the buckle back here, and like it's flat brimmed. It's off over here, and he's got like khaki weird pants that are too big.
Among New York comedians is horrifying.
It's not good. Well, you're looking at three of the worst right here. Yeah.
I'm moving, by the way, because I'm moving.
Okay.
But I'm looking exactly like you guys do.
Yeah, okay.
I got stains over here.
All right.
I have a lovely...
These sneakers on stage.
Well, this 49er hoodie is nice.
That's
but by the way, hold on.
Yeah,
is that, sports has that not always been a thing amongst comics, though? Like, well, you look at like fucking Dave Attell or Artie Lang. It's like being schlubby is almost like a
style. Yeah, but you look at Jerry Seinfeld and...
Seinfeld's kind of schlubby in the clubs.
Kevin Meaney.
To this day, he's kind of schlubby in the clubs.
Seinfeld?
Colin Quinn dresses
is nice sometimes.
Even Patrice
Dixon wears a suit
everywhere he goes. Dixon wears a suit.
No, Patrice would come out in a suit and a tie every time. But it's like there's certain black comics do that.
I think more comics dress
comics
nice than dress shitty.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't have to
not,
wear
not the young comics.
No,
there's
you don't
more
have to wear
schlubby.
A suit. Just cool. Just like you
right.
out on a Saturday
John
night.
John Fish dresses real well.
Yeah,
Tommy Jonigan dresses unbelievably well.
You're naming guys that go out on the road and that are like adults. I'm talking about the average 26, 27 year old.
Well, we're not 26.
I think I dress
that guy we were
nice.
Talking about today with the faux hawk, the gay one.
Oh yeah.
Mateo Lant.
No, right. Dresses. Yeah,
he
dresses nice.
He's got a style.
There's
but
plenty
he's
of people that dress nice.
Well, we
yeah,
actually
Phil Hanley dresses unbelievably.
Phil Hanley.
Phil Hanley's a good
Nick
dresser.
Nick Griffin dresses great.
Yeah. Sam Morril just like a retard.
Just a cool T-shirt or cool, like fucking.
You don't
cool.
think this is?
Like,
right,
this
let's
is
say
a
you
cool
didn't
t-shirt.
Hate my T-shirt. You don't,
you
don't think
love
this, like,
my T-shirt. If I walked into a place,
Celtic Swell, West Seattle,
you were the first person I saw like that. I'd be like, oh, do we have to go to this bar? Like, what are we? Who's
what
kind of bar?
Really, this is a graphic T-shirt?
No, not a graphic T-shirt. That graphic T-shirt.
Sorry, what about this one?
No, that T-shirt's great.
Thank you.
But you're covering up with a gray hoodie.
Oh, fantastic!
And you can't represent sports teams on stage. I do, but if you dress like you're dressed like an idiot, as I am.
Yeah, you can't go for like rock and roll, fucking Queens of the Stone Age with a fucking douchey 49er shirt over it. What's douchey about the 49ers? The fact that they're moving on to play Carolina in the divisional round
that's
of the
pretty
NFC.
Douchey. Colin Kaepernick might be the douchiest human being in history.
Fuck you.
And against all odds.
Fuck
he kisses
you.
His arm after he scores.
I love it.
You can't be any douchier.
Ah, I love that, actually. I don't watch the 49ers, but that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I kiss my arm every time I hit a punch. Every time he makes a long run for a touchdown.
We talk about Lewis and his fighting. Why do you love to fight?
Oh, this is good, dude. I thought we were leaving. Now
Lewis
we're,
is pissed.
But, yeah. like,
you just pissed
you,
him off.
When have you
love...
seen me in a fight?
At Foxwoods, me and you, I was like, Lewis, I don't want to fight. Lewis, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
Oh, you mean grappling in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Fighting?
It's not fighting.
It's grappling.
Lewis,
it's
you know fighting. Any, do you know any jiu-jitsu?
A little bit. I mean, I've taken some classes, and you know, I've done some MMA shit.
Do you think Ari could beat you in jiu-jitsu?
I think I could probably beat Ari.
You think you could?
I know you've trained, but I'm just saying, like, I'm
so much longer than you.
I think I know enough, and I'll be stronger enough and more in shape than
you're
you.
You're not stronger, Lewis.
I'll just give you the top.
Stronger enough?
I'll attack from the bottom.
Is that
I'm
a
not
sentence?
Even going to try to position you.
Yeah, he said earlier you have no floor game.
Yeah.
No floor game and no cardio.
First of all, my cardio...
is 30 seconds, you're done.
Dude, I'll fucking... he doesn't realize... Like,
I can see your cardio through your shirt.
What's the cement here? I'll do it right here.
Where's the dollar? Where's the dollar for Joe? That's a good...
I'll take it. I need it.
Me and Lewis were fighting, and Lewis did say, "Stop it, I'm going to die."
What?
Dude, fighting. Shit.
My cardio is better than both of yours put together. You out of your fucking mind.
No way.
I'll crush all you guys' cardio.
I could run... Right now, I could go run 4 miles.
I could run 4 miles faster than you.
No, I'm not going to just go do it.
Go run 4 miles. Go right up to the Bronx.
I box 3 days a week.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, no, like the reason I'm fat is because I eat like shit. But now it's 6 days, no carbs, no sugar.
Oh, yeah. I still think Ari's got better.
Cardio?
Yeah.
Nope.
I still beat him on the ground regardless.
Ari, how often do you do cardio exercise?
No, I just walk around the city a lot. Nope. Walk around.
Will not be.
No, if you box, you have cardio, but yeah, I will beat you on the ground.
I box an hour straight 3 days a week.
If we're not striking, I'll definitely take you on the ground.
I don't know. I don't think you would. I'll challenge you.
Do you box, Ari?
Be better because he's taller?
Taller helps.
It does help, right?
He has more length.
With boxing or with jiu-jitsu? It helps with certain positions. Like, you can do a lot more with your legs than I can do with triangles, with Gogo Pilates. But because you have those long limbs, I can grab an arm bar. I can grab a knee bar. They're out there.
You ain't grabbing a knee bar.
My girlfriend's no good at karate, but you should see her box.
I'm leaving on that one.
Fucking Joe Litz.
I didn't write that joke. That joke is older than
For Bobby Kelly. Good night.
Dude, I'm out having grains, dude.
Dude, I need chickens and grains.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.